If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Yo, this is Elf, and you're listening to Kevin and Bean on the world famous K-Rock.
Everybody! Your mom, die, your mom, die, your mom, die, your mom, yeah.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole. And he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole. And he can't eat fiber. What's the atomic weight of mercury?
And now.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we're back. Thank you.
Our feature presentation.
I think this is where you talk.
Hello?
Can no one hear me?
Damn it. Did I push the wrong button?
He was frantically pushing buttons. Oh, he always does.
I want to replay too.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Now press it.
Okay. Should we start again?
No.
All right. Okay. I was going to play some Rodney, but I kind of ruined it now. Sorry.
Well, at least you had a good backup plan by having your mic open.
Or
and,
mine.
Or any of them, yeah.
Or anybody's, right. At least I was talking to myself in my own headphones. No one else could hear me.
To you, but...
Oh, yeah, at least he was talking back. It's just no one was on the air.
What?
Don't even ask.
This is how we start.
But there's no why.
Right, but we just gave up 21 points in the first quarter. I mean, what do we do now? How do we come back from that?
Dude, we've made a habit of doing this.
Miss Double D's. We can do anything else. It doesn't matter. Because we have Miss Double D's all week.
That's correct.
We certainly do.
Yeah.
I heard one of our Miss Double D's on Loveline last night. One of the potential candidates, one of the top 10, was the first call on Loveline last night.
I did not know that.
I see.
I just by coincidence happened to have tuned in, and there she was, and she was talking about it. And Stryker was very interested in the competition, went to her website, gave her very high marks. I've not done the same yet, but I plan to do that this morning.
Fantastic.
Is Elizabeth one of the ones that's coming in today? Do we know?
I don't have the list. Lightning hasn't told me yet.
All right.
Yes, she is. I'm hearing in my head.
She's a lingerie model.
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Lingerie model is what she is. That's her job. That's what she does. Yeah.
It's quite the job.
Yeah, she puts on panties that other girls have just taken off. That's her job. Which is why she called into Loveline to ask if anything could be hopping from girl to girl in a situation like that.
They don't use new stuff.
Well, and why? I mean, if they've just taken the photo of somebody in that particular garment, why would they put them on somebody else?
We have many questions for young Elizabeth. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
They don't have like some type of gasket they could use to protect the badge?
I would think some sort of panty shield or something is what I would guess. But I don't know. We'll have to find out. I mean, that was her call. That's what her question was to Dr. Drew.
I didn't know I'd have questions for lingerie models.
Yeah, me either.
But apparently now I do.
All right. Ask a lingerie model.
I like it very much. And I think, and she said it fast, but I think she said she's done some modeling work, whatever that means, for Hustler.
Oh.
Okay.
So she could be our kind of girl, but I don't want to bias the judges because all 10 women are still in the competition. You can still go to KRock.com and vote for your favorite, and then we crown the winner on Friday. But I'm intrigued by what I've heard from Elizabeth so far.
We are taking video as well as they come in. So there's about 5 of them up now at KRock.com. You can go look and see what they look like when they were in our studios.
Yeah, I think that's very helpful.
Took us forever to come to that conclusion. I'm not even sure why, but Lightning finally said.
Because Lightning has a video camera
now. Hey, guys, what about video? And we were like, been doing this, what, 7, 8 years now? That's a great idea.
He wants to video everything now, though.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
He's good at it, too. Right? Yeah. He definitely has a skill. And he's right. It was right after the suggestion that he made, which is, hey, guys, why do we only meet one of them? When there are 10 of them, we can meet them all. And we're like,
Yeah.
I'm guessing none of us said so, knowing us. But it was weird how he just nailed us with 3 or 4 things that any, you know, even retard should have come up with the first year. It's been 7 years. We have never thought of it.
And you got to know something about lightning if you don't understand how it works behind the scenes. Lightning has one good idea a year, okay? I mean, he is wrong man for a reason. He's a guy who is good at getting stuff done that you ask him to do, but if you ask him to generate an idea, he's out, okay?
Or make a judgment call of some kind.
Right. All of his ideas are bad. I mean, we can pretty much say that's true 99 out of 100 times. So when he started that day, he was just on fire. I don't know if he's on peyote or what was going on, but his brain was just firing in a totally different manner. And he was just hitting us with one great idea after another. We were like, whoa.
If he was on peyote, we need to continue getting it for him.
Yes. Yes.
And you want to know the best part? Is that Lightning came up with all these awesome ideas, and then Bean gave credit to Ralph.
Yeah,
that was good.
Well,
that was good.
Well, because I couldn't, in my head, I couldn't get it, you know, get my head around it. It's like this Kevin Federline being an influential American. I mean, it's some things you see, and your brain just won't accept the story is true. So you have to look for some other explanation in your head.
You try to arrange some kind of sense, and it just doesn't come. And you just sit there discombobulated going, I. Drooling. There's nothing you can do.
Exactly.
So, unfortunately, that's what's going on. Last night, Dancing with the Stars, Penny Marshall got kicked off. Very upset. She worked hard.
I don't think she was on
the other
show.
The other chick?
No.
Marie Osmond? Marie Osmond
no,
got
she's
kicked off.
The show.
Yes.
What's that?
Marie Osmond's on the show.
Damn, I'm trying
and then
to
one of the Spice Girls was on it. Those were the final two girls, and then the winner was Race Car Boy.
I'm trying to sound hip, like I know, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
Race Car Boy.
Who's right. that?
Helio Castroneves.
Wow, yes. Look at you all.
Well, he's like one of the top F1 racing series.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's like one of the top race car drivers in the world.
Well,
yeah,
we've had him on. Move because a lot of people don't know
who
he is.
On, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, non-race car fans wouldn't have any. I mean, he's won the Indianapolis 500, I think, a couple of times too. And most people, you know, most non-race car fans don't even know the name. But all of a sudden,
sure,
you know, a show like this, you're famous.
It's huge exposure. Absolutely.
I didn't think it was fair when he went in for a. I knew I was going to forget about.
Holy crap! Were you going to say
a race,
pit stop?
Yes, I was going to say pit stop.
Wait.
Can I do that again?
Yes, yes, yes.
I didn't think it was fair during the middle of the song when he went in for a pit stop.
Oh, it's going to be a long day.
Can I give you a little behind the seat?
I didn't really sleep well last night at all. Yes, Mike.
Kevin looks back at me and mouths the words, get me a rim shot. And I'm like, all right. So I get the machine ready, and Kevin goes, I don't think it was,
By the way, that's slower than sometimes. Sometimes I lose it even quicker than that.
Okay, I'm worried because you didn't get much sleep last
night. I didn't sleep at
night.
All last night, no.
Mike didn't get any sleep last night.
Nope.
Bean was up till after midnight.
After midnight, yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm going home. This place is going to blow up or something. Someone's going to do something really bad and wrong.
How dare you
rusty today? How dare you suggest we're not going to be at the top of our game just based on the last 7 minutes?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I made the mistake of offering to pick up my wife from the airport last night, thinking that her flight really was going to come in at 9:23 as advertised.
Mm-hmm.
10:42 is when it arrived.
Yeah, why would you think that? It's almost a guarantee these days. Airlines.
At least an hour, right?
Yeah. I mean, an hour is pretty much, that's give and take. That's normal.
Yeah, you got
it. And this was closer to an hour and a half, and then the luggage, and then we got home at midnight. I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Remember the old days when all the airlines used to brag about how, you know, they're the most on-time airline, and we, you know, we never leave late and all that stuff. Now they don't even try.
No, you never hear that.
They don't. I mean, when you book a flight on Alaska now, and God bless them, you know, I fly them all the time, the only options on the website is you pick which day you want to leave, which day you want to come back. There's no such thing as times anymore. I want to leave Wednesday and come back Friday. That's all you get. And you just show up at the airport and just wait for a plane you can get on.
They don't even schedule them. They just wait till enough people show up. What are those deals?
That's what it is. Well, there's always plenty of people. It's just how fast they can get planes in there. But, yeah, there's no such thing as times anymore. It just doesn't even matter.
Fantastic. So you're thrilled. Bean's the guy who goes to bed at 7:30.
Yeah, that's rough.
That was hurting me.
I was watching Family Guy on my video iPod at about 2 o'clock this morning. I was just thinking, this can't be good, right? I mean, there's no good can come from this.
No. Oh.
But we got Miss Double D's coming in today.
Yes, we
That'll
do.
That'll keep you awake.
Three different Miss Double D's. That's not bad.
Six of them.
Joel McHale will be here today.
Mm-hmm.
He's Talk Soup. Love having him in the studio. We're going to tell you about Santa's recent lawsuit trouble, having legal problems.
Not Santa.
I don't know if you've heard that. And speaking of problems, people, we have the Phantom Pooper is back.
Oh, no. Not this.
I don't know if you guys remember. This was happening before here at K-Rock where they were doing spin art. And we were trying to track down who it was. And it kind of went away for a while. Mm-hmm. And then we heard that story from, where was it, Tennessee or someplace, where that reporter was doing a story on Phantom Pooper. Well,
Idaho, right.
Idaho. Well, it's back. It's back in a big way. And we got our forensic scientist department together, and we worked, tried to, you know, find out some clues yesterday. And some of that stuff is up at krock.com.
Wow. It is?
Oh, no. No, not video.
Some of the CSI work that we did.
Oh, okay.
The behind-the-scenes work that we did. And Bean, you'll especially love Beer Mug's participation in it. So I think you need to definitely watch that. But anyway, apparently, after the entire investigation yesterday, and I went home in the afternoon, part two. And this time, it's personal.
I mean, it's like, this time, it's with nuts.
It may...
Oh, God.
Come on. Oh, yeah. I mean, it made the first time that we were investigating look like it was just nothing. It was an accident.
Oh, child's play.
Yeah. So apparently we've got somebody that's not only doing it, but flaunting it.
Oh, wow. And no one can catch him while he's, you know, on the air in the afternoon here at K-Rock? I mean, it's just that we're just not able to get our eye on him at the right time?
I can't answer that. I do believe that that certain person was gone the first day it happened, or not here yet.
Oh, that's weird.
So, yeah, now we got to go with someone else. So we thought we knew. We took the camera, started busting in different people's offices, demanding to see their shoes, because there's footprints.
Right. There's a pattern.
So anyway, we'll give you the update on that. The investigation continues here at K-Rock. And I,
way to take a potentially sexy and exciting show, by the way, and just drag it right down into the gutter.
Dude, it's not. Listen, when crimes are committed, people need to pay. That's all I'm saying.
I guess you're right.
And by the way, in Germany, this show just got way sexier. Wait till you see what Beer Mug does.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And also, it looks like we don't have time for Leonard Nimoy, unfortunately, but we're going to talk to him about...
We're going
to
be speaking with Mr. Spock, absolutely.
We're going to talk to him about a book of his with naked women.
Mm-hmm. So far, so good.
I don't know, 400 to 600 pounds each.
Hmm. That's a different spin.
Yeah. A bad spin. And it's a whole book of that.
Well, some people it's
not like a book of extremes. Where you have really huge and really skinny and really old and really young. It's just fat.
Fat girl's fat.
A whole page one, fat. You go to page two, you know what's on there?
What?
Fat.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Leonard Nimoy on the program today. Plus, we have your tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. We're going to give them to you two different ways. We're going to call a street team member randomly. And between 7 and 8 this morning, we're going to play Supermassive Black Hole by Muse. When you hear that, be caller 20, and you will win those tickets from K-Rock.
Giving away those tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007 between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. Supermassive Black Hole. Lisa by Muse is the song that you're listening for. Be caller 20 when we play that between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. It's as simple as that to win them. Good morning, Ralph Garman.
It's the theme song to Butthole Week. When Lisa goes on vacation, by the way.
I think you're right.
Have you guys seen that America's Most Smartest Model TV show?
I've heard of it. I've not watched it.
It's where they asked for models who consider themselves smart.
I can't cope with the grammar of the title, so I can't watch it.
It's on purpose, but
right. It's ironic.
Ben Stein is there, and he's asking him questions. And I just have one clip, and I'm hoping that we get something like this on Friday morning show as we have our pageant for Miss Double D. They're talking to a dude about how long he's been in the business and where he comes from and all that kind of stuff.
So you've been modeling?
For 5 months, just started.
Is your family, are they native-born Americans?
No.
Where are they from?
We're all from California. Northern California.
Yes.
Well, that's not American.
Yes. Is your family native-born? No. Where are you from? California. And then they're all looking at him like, are you the dumbest man alive? So he clarifies that it's Northern California.
Oh, Northern California. That is exotic. Okay.
Yes, that's much, much different. I'm hoping to get some of those kinds of answers on Friday morning's live show.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
I'm hoping the girls have a good time and all come off looking well, and I hope not to embarrass them.
So far, they've all seemed rather bright.
I'm just saying, that's the magic right there.
Well, can't always get what you want, man. But if you try something, just my fun.
Okay.
Get what you need.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Carson Daly's a douchebag.
Hey,
Oh, and fat too, according to you, Ralph?
No, he's just a skinny douchebag.
Why?
It was announced yesterday that Last Call with Carson Daly is about to become the first late-night talk show to cross the picket line.
He's a fag!
Defy the writer's strike and resume production.
Why?
Well, apparently both of Carson's viewers emailed him and asked him to get the show back on the air, so he's decided he's going to screw the Writers Guild and cross the picket line.
Now, does he have writers that are going to do that with him?
No, he'll be soliciting scab writers to provide material for the program.
Dude, not cool.
I hope they nuke his ass when this is all over.
Yeah, what? Wow.
That is BS.
Really is.
Who's watching that freaking show that's so desperate to get back on the air?
I know, of all people.
Is there a ton of Last Call with Carson Daly fans who just can't live without it at 1:25 in the morning, where the F it airs?
I don't know. But isn't he, more importantly, isn't he going to screw himself when the strike's over because none of the writers will work for him?
I hope so. I hope they blast his ass.
Wow.
That is not cool.
Ralph, explain to me again, because I don't remember, why the daytime shows are still on, the Regis's and the Ellen's and the Oprah's and shows like that. Why don't they have to abide by the writer's strike?
Here's the thing. A network show with a locked-in network slot has a certain amount of security in terms of programming. A daytime show with the great majority of are syndicated.
Right.
If they go off the air, odds are the local stations or groups of stations that carry them will just fill that gap with other syndicated program like Judge Judy or something else and squeeze them out.
Permanently.
Permanently.
Ah.
If they lose numbers, if the ratings happen to be a little bit higher, if they got Judge Mathis or something else airing that time slot, then those companies are screwed, and those performers are screwed. They may never get back on the air in the markets that they get off.
But, but that's not going to be the case with an Oprah or somebody like that. She could certainly support the writers and not work.
She certainly could.
And she's not? She's working too?
She's choosing
she
not
does.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's live.
But like Ellen's show, for example, her excuse is that because her show is syndicated, that this possibility she could lose market shares because they would opt to...
Right.
Plug in something maybe even cheaper into that slot. If they get similar ratings, then her show is in danger of being canceled permanently, regardless of the strike, and that she says would affect her crew even more so if they were all out of a job. So the people who are syndicated have, you know, I still don't buy it, but they have a little bit more of a reason than a show like Last Call with Carson Daly, which is owned and operated by NBC, which certainly, I mean, if Jay Leno can afford to be off the air, if Letterman can afford to be off the air, I think Carson Daly can sit his scabby ass down and not F with things. So, that's it. It's BS. More fallout from the writer's strike. John Edwards, presidential candidate, and...
Talks to the dead, that guy?
No. That's John Edward.
No.
His wife, Elizabeth Edwards, and Michelle Obama, the wife of Barack, both canceled their appearances on The View. Because they're supporting the writer's strike, and they don't appreciate the fact that The View is still on the air. And that's another example of an ABC show, which certainly has no runs no risk of being of going anywhere if they take some time off. But they decided, you know, a lot of Democrats are
they won't cross the picket line.
Union members, and they don't want to cross the picket line and cheese off their constituency, which you know makes a certain amount of sense.
Wasn't there a question about presidential debates too?
There was.
They were going to have to figure out where to put them. They wouldn't have
where
to
the sun don't shine.
Line,
that's
much.
Right. Yeah. But the good news is the talks continue today. So there is a blackout in terms of press coverage. Neither side is talking to the press about how much movement is happening at the negotiation table. But it's good news that they're still sitting down, and it's Wednesday, so it's 3 days in a row. We can hope. Speaking of strikes, talks yesterday between the striking Broadway stagehands and producers wound up without any resolution. I'm sorry, Lisa. But they also are scheduled to return to the table today, so there's still hope.
Keep my fingers crossed.
Oh, please, come on, Mamma Mia.
I suspect they'll be back up and running by the time you next get to New York City, Lisa.
Yeah, probably.
I think.
Certainly not before next September.
Getting your jet-setting lifestyle, odds are they might be back and running.
Probably.
Yes. Yeah. Looks like Drew Barrymore has finally slowed down in her buffet of dudes.
Really?
She's been dating everybody. After she split up with Fabrizio Moretti, she's been screwing around with Spike Jones, Zach Braff, or Jack Fraff, if you're Joan Rivers. But looks like she settled down with Justin Long.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Our pal from Ed, of course, and from the latest Die Hard movie.
Mm-hmm.
The two were
resisting before I pepper spray you.
Okay, that's all right, Dwan.
And then, yeah, of course, Dwan's in the wings. If she ever gets lonely.
Sure.
Apparently, the two were spotted kissing and nuzzling over a romantic dinner, according to the New York Daily News, and they looked very much in love, so maybe there's a shot there.
They seem like a nice couple.
Speaking
Dwan,
of
are you okay with Justin Long?
We cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That is good news.
Speaking of in love, Tony Romo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dallas Cowboys quarterback. Spent the Thanksgiving weekend with Jessica Simpson and her family.
Oh, dear God.
No.
Yeah, that's what he deserves.
Yeah. Her and her family?
Yeah. That makes
Ralph,
me happy.
I'm sorry, I think you misspoke. You pronounced it Romo?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant to say homo.
Exactly.
Thus, Weekly reports that the idiot blonde was telling her friends that Tony was her man.
Wow.
Despite the fact, in the past 6 months, he's been linked to Sophia Bush, Britney Spears, Ali Sims, and Carrie Underwood.
Dude.
Apparently, Jessica thinks homo's all hers. So.
Broom's starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
Texas gayness.
Well, after Thursday night, she'll want to date Brett Favre instead, right?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Last night, Elior Castroneves walked away with the coveted mirror ball.
Is that what they get?
That's the big trophy, Kevin.
That's Dancing with the Stars?
The big mirror ball trophy.
Wow.
He was the winner of the latest edition of Dancing with the Stars.
Can you hang it from your roof, or is it just a...
Yeah, I think you put it in your dining room.
BS trophy.
So he beat out Peggy Marshall?
He beat out Peggy Marshall and Sandy Williams also, too.
Oh, it's over, though, right?
It is over, yes.
Is there some
and
kind
Sandy
of a
Duncan.
Where have they been since
they
last night?
Have a reunion, a reunion special or something? I don't know. But
Maria Osmond's got to be pissed, by the way, with all the...
She begged for votes. Just an unrelenting begathon of votes from her fans. And
maybe that hurt her.
She was the first to get booted. It came between Melanie B. from the Spice Girls and Elio Castroneves.
So Mormons are quitters is what we're learning here.
That's what we're learning. She wasn't wearing her magic underwear. That's why she didn't win.
Yep, there you go.
Julianne Hough, by the way, is Elio's partner. She's like that 20-year-old smoking hot blonde.
Yeah.
She's insane. Elio said... The trophy will look so good between my two Indy 500 trophies.
sexy.
You're funny, man. Here's some good TV news for a change. NBC has picked up two of my favorite new shows for the fall season. Chuck.
Oh, good.
I love Chuck.
Has been picked up by NBC and Life. Another great, great
Life
show.
Life is awesome.
He's the cop who likes fruit.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember? I told you all about that.
Yeah, but I didn't really
see it. Are you not watching Life?
Not yet.
It's spectacular.
Way behind.
It really is.
Well,
I'm trying to keep
up
with Heroes and everything
of
else.
The strike.
Yeah, I'll have plenty of time.
Not only is he a great, great cop, but on the B story, as they say in the business, is him trying to find out who framed him because they put him away into prison for like 17 years or something. And it's really fascinating how everything sort of dovetails together throughout the season. So.
Sounds like I'd like it. Also gets in the carpool lane sometimes and just flies.
He zooms.
Do they focus on that for a lot of the time or no?
Mm. Of course, that's all you need.
Not so much zooming. And Simon Cowell is taking his pension for making BS reality shows on a worldwide level. His new reality show, The World's Got Talent. Forget about America's Got Talent. The World's Got Talent, mother effer.
Huh.
Apparently, the program will launch next fall and will feature 25 talent show title holders from around the world. So they're going to cherry pick talent shows that already exist around the world and take those 25 winners and put them together into a competition.
This is the...
That was terrible. I mean, seriously terrible.
This is the Hasselhoff judged one, right? Is that the one he works on with America's
That's
Got
America's
Talent?
That's America's Got Talent. Yeah. I have no idea who will be hosting this one. But,
yeah, that's the
do
show.
We really need another talent show of any kind?
God,
no,
yeah.
We don't.
Skating or dancing or singing or juggling or any of the things that they make us watch?
And
we
with
need
America's,
another one?
America's Got Talent, they don't have any parameters, right?
No, anything. You can be a ventriloquist, a juggler, a magician, a singer, dancer.
Armenian comedian. Ventriloquist.
That's international. He's Armenian. He's never won a talent show, but
that's
still.
Correct.
We should have a little small one right here and make him the winner so he can get on this show.
Let me give you one lesson in show business. When someone's down on the floor, kick them.
Yeah, well, that's good.
All right.
Simon, by the way, says the planet has been crying out for this type of competition.
It has. It has.
Forget the global warming and the poverty and the famine and the war. You know what the planet's been crying out for? More talent competitions. That's what they really want. He's got his finger on the pulse. Yeah, it's that season. Tonight on television, a lot of TV holiday specials.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Yeah, they're starting to roll those out. So I just want to give you a heads up tonight. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas is on television.
Okay.
The best.
Check that out. Yeah, you know what? Don't even watch it. Just get the DVD and watch it uncut and in its entirety because it just kicks ass.
Yeah, it does.
There's a brand new one, though, on ABC, Shrek the Halls. See what they did there?
Oh, no!
See what they did?
Oh, no!
Because there's a popular Christmas song called Deck the Halls.
Yeah.
And they've taken that word, deck, and replaced it with a word that rhymes like it.
Mm.
Called Shrek.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
Popular cartoon character.
Seen where they have a super successful movie series like that, and they take a one-off TV special. Have you seen that? Seems odd.
Star Wars did it. You ever see the Star Wars holiday special?
That's the worst thing ever.
That's hilarious. You got to check that out. Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, Cameron Diaz, and Antonio Banderas all return, and of course the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting special, which is maybe the most bogus 2 hours of television ever.
Two hours to light a tree?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of people standing around talking about it, and then they
easily
push a button.
Horrible.
They push a button.
We know.
How do you watch that?
I watch that every year.
It blows.
I enjoy the, who's the entertainment this year? Because that'll make me decide whether
like
I'm watching
it. Like it matters.
Like it's ever good.
That's why I watch it, is because they have a bunch of musical acts.
Yeah, they got Nick Lachey, Al Roker, and Ashley Tisdale.
Ooh, knock yourself out.
Well, I will watch my little Sharpay. I'll watch her, but that's not a strong lineup this year.
Celine Dion, Josh Groban.
Oh, wow. Ouch. Ouch.
Oh, yeah. That's way below your standards.
It is.
If Barry was there then.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I think Barry did it last year, so I got my hopes up again this year, but
Beans
not so much.
Pants lighting Christmas ceremony.
Let me see if I understand it, because I have not watched this show. It's 2 hours, and then they talk about it,
and somebody sings a BS song, and they talk about it, and at the very, 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 very end of the show, somebody hits a button, and a tree lights up.
The payoff is that they plug in the lights.
Yeah.
Well, the payoff.
The tree's not the draw. That's not the draw for me to tune in, but it is what they hang the special on.
They should just hang the special, and everyone involved in making it.
Wow.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Manolo Blahnik.
Yeah.
For you ladies out there.
Yeah.
He makes some badass shoes, doesn't he, Mike?
Sure does.
Oh, that Manolo Blahnik.
The best.
He is 65 years old today. Berry Gordy Jr., the man who created Motown. Come on. That's a pretty good achievement, right? Motown? He's 77 years old today. Randy Newman, composer and musician, is 64. Ed Harris, one of my favorite actors, turns 56 years old today. Judd Nelson, actor from The Breakfast Club, is 48. Jon Stewart, comedian and talk show host of The Daily Show, by the way, who is not crossing the picket line, Jon Stewart. Crossing the picket line. He is 41 years old today. Chameleonaire turns 28. And that's it. I was going to say Anna Nicole Smith, but she's so dead. She would have been 39 if she'd lived.
But did she?
No, because some guy said,
Anna.
And that's how we knew she was dead.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll tighten that up in post, right?
I wasn't expecting you to call for that one.
I saw him. I was over there just punching buttons. I knew what was coming.
Keep away from it for
I knew what
months.
Was coming.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin, you're out of the room, but Mike and I decided that I'm going to join the Operation Santa Letter Adoption Program
with
the post office. I'm going to be the guy who's going to go down to the post office and get letters and write back to little kids.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's who we need dealing with kids' dreams and hopes.
Have they no screening
No.
That's interesting. You should bring it up, Lisa. Thank you. Operation Santa is a program the U.S. Post Office has been running for more than 80 years, and that's exactly what it is. You volunteer to go and fill out, and write back the little kids who send their letters into the post office of what they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a voluntary program that has, basically there hasn't been much scrutiny on it at all. And now, in 2007, they've decided it's time to lawyer up. Apparently now there's a screening process, and now you got to have a photo ID, and they got to know where you live, and they got to know who you are, and they got to know what you're going to do, because they're worried about, Santa being sued, basically, is what's going on here.
I'm surprised it took this long. I mean, when you stop and think about these kids from all over the world that are writing to Santa, and just random employees take it home and write back. You don't know what they're writing back.
Yeah.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Well, I mean, I think that's part of the problem. But what's going on when Santa needs to worry about being sued? So we asked producer Lightning to get us a phone line into the North Pole. I know it's a very, very busy time of year for the old guy, but we got him on the phone right now. Good morning, Santa Claus.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're very good. Thank you.
It's a thrill to talk to you. I know you're very, very busy. How's it going this year? How's Christmas looking?
It's tough. It's crunch time.
Yeah.
We have more children than ever this year to deliver to, and I'm happy to say most of them have been good, but If I could please make a plea to your listening audience.
Sure.
Stop having so many goddamn kids. Just close your legs for a minute, ladies. Because I'm going crazy trying to keep up with the demand.
Now, do you hire more elves every year to keep up with the demand, or is it the same crew? What? What's going on,
please,
Santa?
Please, keep that down.
What?
Why?
I just got slapped with a lawsuit. I have to call them little people now.
Oh, no.
They're not even elves anymore?
Just hey, ex-nay on the elves.
I'm sorry.
We're running into some of the same trouble here.
I know. I'll tell you, when those midgets get pissed, forget about it.
So a lawsuit about calling them elves. I mean, I guess this story's true, then, is that even Santa has to be careful with what he says and does these days.
Oh, you have no idea the legal hassles of doing what I do. Oh,
I never really would have thought of that.
It takes the fun right out of it, almost.
Sure.
I mean, but my insurance alone. Forget about it.
You carry insurance?
Oh, of course I have to.
For what?
Oh, you damaged my roof. Oh, there's reindeer poop on my roof. Oh, right. I'm going to sue you. I need malpractice insurance.
Oh, wow. Oh. That's got to be way expensive.
Ouch. I can't tell you how many times I've come down the chimney and landed on a cat. You killed my cat. Oh, boo-hoo. I'm bringing you presents for nothing, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's a fair trade for your cat.
I think so. Freaking cat.
Put your cat up.
Cat blow.
This is Santa saying this. Wow, I guess it's true.
Oh, that'll get me in more trouble with PETA.
Yeah. Sure.
As you can imagine, PETA's pissed off about the reindeer situation.
Oh, well, why? Because you're giving them work?
No, because I strap them to a sleigh and make them pull me around the world once a year.
But don't they like that?
No! Oh. But I don't care. I gotta get around.
Okay.
Once a goddamn year, the reindeer can put up with it.
You don't think
the rest of the time, they live in a plush barn eating alfalfa.
You don't think they're asking for too much?
No, once a year, they can do a little something for Santa. For God's sakes. They're lucky they got a job.
That's true.
They could be in a freaking petting zoo.
That's right. Yeah. That's absolutely true.
Look,
at least
we're
I get
on your
side. Neutered.
Yeah, there you go. And we're on your side. Just so you know, Santa, we're with you, man. We think you're the man. Whatever you got to do, you got to do. Okay?
Once a year, I'm saying.
That's all. Yeah.
Once a year.
We're sure. With you on that.
For Christ's sake. And then, of course, the NAACP is pissed off.
Why?
Somehow it got leaked. I'm thinking of skipping Compton this year. It's just not safe anymore, fellas.
Who's leaking that kind of information?
Probably one of the freaking elves.
He said it.
Pissed off midget.
Leaked little people.
Al Sharpton. That I was thinking about passing over Compton.
Yeah.
Well, look, you don't want to fly over Compton with a big red reindeer nose glowing. Just makes you a target, that's all. Next thing you know, they're popping a cap in your ass.
Yeah, nobody wants to see Santa get killed. I understand that, sure.
And the Jews, don't get me started on the Jews.
Well, what's the problem there? You don't even have to go to their houses.
Yeah, you would think Jewish Defense League just slapped me with a lawsuit. They want presents this year.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. And they want me to say, ho, 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 happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
But it's Hanukkah. They don't even celebrate Christmas.
I know. They want me to come to their house 8 nights in a row, whatever the hell they have.
Come on.
Damn Jews.
What's going on with this world?
Back the F off, Jews. Yeah, I got Gloria Allred on my ass.
Now what?
Because Mrs. Claus wants to take the ride this year.
She wants to go with you?
Staying home. She wants her equal rights and wants to fly around the world giving out presents, too, because she's part of the operation.
And you've never let her do that, I guess.
No, think I can haul her fat ass around in my sleigh all year?
Santa.
It's hard enough getting around the world in one night.
Yeah,
imagine how quick I have to travel.
I imagine, yeah.
I have to put her fat ass in there, carry that around. Says, yeah. God damn it, Anita, stay home, like always.
Wow, it's going to be a long
and
year.
That's what's worse. She wants to be known as Santa Anita.
Come what?
I said, that's already taken, for God's sake.
What the hell?
They're going to think you're an effing racetrack.
Wow.
That bitch, I should have dumped her years ago.
Oh, no.
I could have had Heidi Klum.
Oh, you could have.
I could have.
That would have been the way to go.
We're both German, you know.
You'd be happy now.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of fat Anita. Yeah. My life sucks.
Oh, I'm sorry to
Due to the graphic nature of this program, parental discretion is advised.
And a warning here. We're dealing with a sensitive subject, which is not suitable for young children.
How about one more?
We're about to discuss an issue that may not be suitable for children. In fact, it probably is not. And I want to give you an opportunity to turn down the volume.
I just like to say, and tell me if you guys agree or not, that unless you are an ass doctor, there's no reason that your job should involve poo.
I agree.
100%.
But somebody here at K-Rock is insisting that it be all of our jobs.
What is going on? I don't even understand this. At least something, damage that people do, you can go, well, I guess I know why they did it or what they're going for. What's the thrill? What's the draw for this person and what he or she is doing?
4 or 5 months ago, we had the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a clear attempt to avoid the toilet at all costs. With whatever you're doing.
Coming as close as possible, but
sometimes,
not hitting it.
Sometimes just, we called it spin art. And we tried for months to figure out who that was, and it quieted down for a while.
Yeah, it did.
Did we think for a while, if I remember the conversation on this show, that it was the cleaning crew? The Oh No My Butt guys?
That was one of the theories, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, did that never pan out?
We never really zeroed in on who that was, but it went away, okay. So everybody kind of just calmed down. Then we talked to that reporter from Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And she was talking about this phantom pooper that was pooping around town and by the water tower and all these different places. And all of a sudden, the day before yesterday, our guy's back.
Oh,
in a big way.
Our guy or girl is back. And that's why we need to get to the bottom of the chocolate footprints.
Chocolate footsteps. Who sniffed poo on K-Rock's bathroom floor? Chocolate footsteps.
Oh, no.
It was Doc or Jed the fish, probably. Chocolate footsteps. There is caca on the bathroom floor. Chocolate footsteps. Seriously, the toilet's like a foot away. Chocolate footsteps.
All right, now...
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
This program contains images which may be disturbing to younger or sensitive viewers. Parental discretion is advised.
Clearly, what's about to happen on our stage is very dangerous. Seems obvious, but we should underscore it. Please, don't try this or anything resembling this at home.
So what are we doing to try to track down the person? Because here's part of the problem is you can't put a camera in there. I mean, obviously that's not going to work. So what do?
You can't officially put a camera in there. Right?
I mean, although we've had one in the ladies' room for 4 years.
No one's found that out. Nothing. We've been selling you on online, Lisa, for a long time.
No. Yeah, that's real sexy.
So we're trying to figure out.
I do own watchlisap.com, by the way.
We're trying to figure out what's going on. And we know, and this is probably the most sad part. We know that there have been other businesses with this exact same problem.
Yes.
That some of you out there have had to deal with the same thing, which is spin art and why it can't just go where it's supposed to go.
I don't remember where I saw this, but it was on TV and there was some guy who kept going into a fast food restaurant.
Yep.
And they knew it was this guy and he was doing the exact same thing, right? Close to the toilet, but not in the toilet.
And I, for the life of me, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
You just got to think they're disturbed in some way.
Where were you working?
I used to work at Nordstrom's a while back and there was a lady who would come in and do her business 100% of the time in the female dressing room.
Listen
to me.
It's fun for everyone.
Every single time she'd come in, and because of Nordstrom's like really open customer service policy, they couldn't kick her out, and they just tried to figure out ways to not let her in. She said, "I'm shopping just like everybody else," and like you said, you can't have cameras there. So there,
and they knew it was her. They could see it when she came in. They knew it was her.
Yeah. Oh. She was like a homeless lady, and she just.
So is that a mental illness thing or is it a sexual turn on? I mean, what do you guys think is going on in the head of the person that's doing it?
I don't know because it would never occur to me to do that. Although there is the side of me that likes to do things that shock people. There is that, but I would never think of that.
They talked to the guy in the fast food place who said he thought it was funny.
Okay, well, maybe that's the people who have to deal with this are going to be so pissed. I mean, I guess I could see that, but I would still never consider doing that.
Of course not.
It just doesn't make any sense.
There's something twisted.
Could it be disgruntled employee?
It could be.
Could that be it? Somebody who's just miserable, hates the job, and is trying to get back at the company.
Doc. Yeah, it certainly could be. And we're going to take – we need some help here because you can't put a camera in. So how do you get down to the bottom, so to speak, of what's going on? Certainly somebody else, unfortunately, has had this same thing happen to them.
Oh, sure.
And
absolutely.
They've been able to sleuth their way into an answer and finding somebody that they could pin it on.
And I don't know how I hope those people call. I want to hear how you solved it and what the reason was behind the person doing it. 1-800-520-1067. It's going to be interesting to hear calls from people who work at a place where Tammy Heidi doesn't work.
Oh, stop it.
What? I'm just...
Now, I'm going to suggest that there is I'm going to suggest that there is video up at krock.com on the Kevin and Bean page, and I'm going to suggest that you don't go look at it.
I tell you right now, I will not. I have not seen it. I will not. I'm not going to go to krock.com until it's taken down.
Well, an argument broke out.
In case I accidentally see it.
An argument broke out yesterday because Beer Mug, our intern, who found it and was disgusted by it and put a sign on the door, he was explaining it to everybody, and Alex Superhore, our assistant producer, was saying that it looked just like dirt to her. It's dirt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's mud. It's dirt. It can't be poop. It's dirt. So we long argument, and we got the camera out, and we filmed our own little CSI episode of Forensic Science. And Beer Mug, the guy who discovered it, we made do the test.
What kind of test?
What kind of? How do you?
The
you didn't have a lab or anything? A microscope? What are you talking about?
The the taste test.
What?
Here's a little of that audio.
Down, boy.
This is not good.
Come on. Just get it over with.
This is not good.
It's like bad medicine. You just take it quickly. Go. I want to see your tongue.
Oh.
So he leans down.
Why do you think that's acceptable, Kevin?
And he said, can I use my finger? And I said, no, I don't know where your finger's been.
Why do you think that that's acceptable to have an intern do and to post on the web for people to see?
Because
what are you thinking?
The culprit needs to be caught.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, seriously, how is that?
What is your every problem, Kevin?
Is this the new internship job description? You got to lick poo off the floor?
It's Beer Mug, guys. Come on.
Yeah, but at least when the lawsuit's filed, they won't have video evidence that we posted on our website.
Here's what's funny, though, is that he made the mistake of, after doing it the first time, saying something about how it tasted like dirt. So then we were like, well, okay, so you don't know. Is it one or the other? So we made him do it again.
Oh, no.
You know, if it's not dirt, you are inviting disease. You know that, right? You're begging to be infected with something.
I'm saying that we are forensic scientists, and sometimes in the name of science, you need to get to the bottom
of things.
By
we, you mean you forced the intern to do it.
Well, force is a strong word.
What's wrong? Get down! Get on your knees! That's what I heard the first part of the audio.
That's true. That's a good point.
We need to first know what we're dealing with, because if it's dirt, we don't need to go through all
the
motions.
Who thought of the taste test, by the way? What is his frame of reference in comparing it to other tastes?
That was my question, but they say that all guys have tasted dirt at some point, or mud, playing sports.
You tasted mud. Just because you haven't tasted the other doesn't mean you don't know what mud tastes like.
Frankly, right? I don't know what mud tastes
like.
Well,
maybe you should do the taste test too, Ralph.
Oh.
I would think a smell test would be more conclusive than a taste test.
It wasn't for Alex and for... We're missing the point. Somebody is messing up our bathrooms.
No, the point is you made a guy lick poo. I think the point you're missing.
And I told Lightning, at the end of the video, he should put, if you'd like to be a K-Rock intern, please contact... But he forgot that part.
This program may contain scenes of violence, strong language, adult situations, and nudity, and therefore may be unsuitable for children under 17. Viewer discretion is advised.
This is going to depress you guys to know that we have a bunch of people on hold who have had the same problem and can help us out how to find
the wrong day to have pudding for breakfast.
Chocolate footsteps. Oh, who smeared poo on K-Rock's bathroom floor? Chocolate footsteps. It was Doc or Jet the fish, probably. Chocolate footsteps. There is caca on the bathroom floor. Chocolate footsteps. Seriously, the toilet's like a foot away. Chocolate footsteps.
Due to the graphic nature of today's show, parental guidance is strongly suggested.
All right, if you're just joining us, there is a video up at krock.com, the CSI exercise for... Yeah, don't watch
don't
it. I think
go
it's,
to it, though.
Don't go look at that. But basically, they're trying to track down the phantom pooper that's just been invading K-Rock this most recent week. And we can't figure out what's going on, but we know we can go to you, the K-Rock audience, anytime we've got a problem like this. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, we got so many. Let's start with Jake in Anaheim. He is on line 8. Apparently, he has run into this problem. Maybe he can give us a clue on how to solve it.
Jake, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys? What's up, Lisa?
Hello.
It's gone better. Go ahead. How do you help this problem?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I work in a factory, and with a bunch of illegals. I'm the only widow that's there. And somebody was pooping in the trash can, and apparently that's common in Mexico because the plumbing's really bad down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I heard that, yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
So what happened was the guy that worked on this at the factory kept going in after each person until we finally found out who it was, and we had to make signs up with his face on it that said, like, no caca and la basura.
Really? So basically, we have to post somebody outside of every restroom for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, basically, and then just send them in after every person goes in, or might be a little sign-in list, and then go in after, you know, sign-in list.
Oh, got to sign in. For what?
Thank you for the call, Jake. Kevin, let me ask you this, because you're around the station. What is does management know about this? I mean, are they concerned about it, or do they not even pay attention to stuff like this?
I don't know if they're aware of it. I do have an update, though, and this will thrill you to know, N-Bean. After we did our CSI research yesterday... Phantom Pooper came back and destroyed it. I mean, he made what we were looking at look like it was nothing.
Seriously.
No. It's like World War III in there.
Oh, my
like, you
God.
Thought that was something? Watch this.
Did Phantom Pooper know that you guys were investigating it and was doing that specifically to mock you?
Maybe. I mean, like, we were walking around with a camera asking people to show us their shoes because there were footprints on the floor, so we were going to try and match up the shoes.
And yeah, we mentioned it on the air yesterday.
All I'll say is day one was a solid. Day two.
Okay,
was a liquid.
All right. Thank you.
Why do I turn up his
microphone? Yeah, sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
Why do I turn up his microphone ever?
Let's talk to Devin in Elisa Viejo on line two. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Talking about the Phantom Pooper. Devin, you've been there.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Devin.
Morning.
I used to work at Starbucks, and it was actually at a customer that was sitting out on the patio.
Right.
And I don't know if he was like a homeless guy or just, I don't know, he had some kind of problem.
But he regularly did that? Like, you knew every time he came to Starbucks, you would know that was going to happen?
No. It was a one-time thing.
Oh, all right.
But
all
he
right.
was wearing pants. So we don't know how it got from.
Yeah, I don't really need that kind of detail.
But I do need to know. So he didn't go into the bathroom and then do it
not
on the floor. He was in the patio area?
No, in the patio area.
And didn't even take his pants off?
They kicked him out, and then the employee that cleaned it up, he wore it, like, as a badge of honor forever. Like, anyone was complaining about anything, he'd say, hey, guys.
Yeah. I'm sorry you have to go make a store run to pick up some cups. I had to clean up the outside. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Thank you for the call.
Wow.
Let's talk to Chris in Glendale, line five. He's got some insight on the Phantom Pooper.
Oh, good. Chris.
Yeah, it's Chris, PSI, not an Armenian, poop scene investigator.
Good.
Hey, Chris.
Help us out.
So here's the deal. I used to be a human resources manager for a couple companies.
Uh-huh. Beautiful.
And same thing as the other dude with this cultural thing. After doing some PSI work, we found out that some Hispanic people in the Hispanic culture, and I myself am a Hispanic person,
okay. But
I'm about as whitewashed as a pair of 80s jeans, so, you know, I don't really count.
Right, but... But I can understand avoiding because you think it's going to make it worse. But we're not talking about, especially in our particular case, and in most cases you hear about, we're not talking about people doing it outside. We're talking about in...
Or in a trash can. Yeah, they're doing it on the floor.
In a bathroom with a toilet that does work.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. They were wiping...
We've got to figure out a way to not make this too gross for people.
But that's not what's going on here.
No.
I mean, I understand why you're thinking that, Chris, but that's not what's happening here. I mean, this person is intentionally, they're not trying to put it in a trash can. They're putting it everywhere else.
Yes.
You know, walls, floor, light switches, you know, it's.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Roof.
The American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this program.
Let's try Jonathan in Laverne. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning.
You have a solution for us. Now that we need.
Yeah, I do. Actually, why don't you hire a dude to be inside the bathroom and hand out paper towels like in a club?
Oh, bathroom attendant.
Yeah, and then, you know, you hear a splat instead of plop. You got him.
Well, this isn't that kind of bathroom. There's no. This is a single toilet bathroom.
Yeah, right.
So you just go in and it's just you and a toilet and a sink.
Yeah,
it's tiny.
And the only problem with that is you could do that, I imagine, but then it wouldn't happen while you were there.
No.
That's
right?
True.
I mean,
all right. Thank you for the call, though. Here's this the final word on it. Right. I want to thank Kerrick Lister Matt for sending this in because this really is the solution. You put a camera outside the bathroom, which reduces the number of suspects down to two, he says, the person who discovers it and the person before.
Interesting.
But that doesn't mean you have to check every single time someone goes.
Right.
In.
Yeah, but because if you put a camera up like that on the outside and you get 10 people, how do you know at which point that happened?
Because the person who discovers it comes out and tells everybody. And then you just have to go back to the camera to find out who went in before that person. In other words, In other words, you whoever finds it
you'll
is the
see
one
the reaction
who,
of the person
gotcha,
who comes out of the bathroom.
Is the one who went in second.
Yeah, that's right. The
gotcha.
One who went in after the Phantom
oh,
Pooper, exactly. Which is a pretty good
pretty
idea.
Smart.
I think
that
might
is
work.
A good idea. That might work.
Okay, and there'll be an opening here on the afternoons at K-Rock pretty soon.
How dare you say that?
I'm just saying maybe. We don't know. But we may have to try that.
Chocolate footsteps. Who's smeared poo on K-Rock's bathroom floor? Chocolate footsteps. It was Doc or Jed the fish, probably. Chocolate footsteps. There is caca on the bathroom floor. Chocolate footsteps. Seriously, the toilet's like a foot away. Chocolate footsteps.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Think Kevin didn't gross you out enough? Oh, then don't worry about it, my friends. I'm here to pick up the slack.
Hey, like it was my fault.
You. Made him lick it. Yeah. Poo, poo, poo. Kevin's fascinated with poo like a kindergartner.
No, he really is. I'm just saying somebody needs to be
you
somebody needs to pay for
poo.
This.
And apparently so does Britney Spears.
Oh no.
Was what? She here yesterday?
Maybe. According to Star Magazine, Britney's house is a stinky sty.
Oh, oh no.
No.
She's got white
surprised.
Couches in her living room that yeah. bear hideous stains of diaper changing feces.
Oh no.
And Britney's dog, who apparently has free reign to poop wherever he wants in the house.
Oh, where's no. this information coming from, Ralph?
Star Magazine that I just said when I said Star Magazine
I'm
says.
I'm sorry, I meant source. I meant who was claiming that was inside the house.
A quote friend.
Yes.
That's where it always comes from.
A source close to Britney Spears.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
The court appointed parent, guard, whatever mm-hmm. they call that woman who has to keep an eye on her kids when they're there.
Right.
Is set, according to the tabloid, to declare her house a potential health hazard for the kids.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's got to be bad.
That's bad, right?
Britney wow. Spears. What about her?
Well, if feces isn't your ticket, maybe you could want to hear about Britney's sex room.
I would have liked to have heard about that 5 years ago.
Apparently, her Mulholland Drive mansion is equipped with a double-locked X-rated fantasy room, which has a metal bed frame with fur-trimmed handcuffs and a variety of whips, paddles, ticklers, and other assorted sexual items.
Hmm. Why, Brittany, why?
She also has a closet full of sex role-playing outfits.
Oh,
according to the source close to Britney, she has a Catholic schoolgirl uniform, a maid uniform, and a Cinderella outfit.
I'm hot.
Do any of them still fit her?
Apparently, the Rosie O'Donnell costume. She's got that.
It's Britney, bitch.
She has a closet of Twinkies as well?
According to the magazine, she also has a new boyfriend named Michael Marchand, who is a Hollywood waiter and aspiring actor.
Yeah.
His mother insists that they're just friends who like to watch videos together and play Scrabble.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding?
Like Britney Spears plays effing Scrabble.
Now we know she's full of it.
It's the one thing you know for a fact's not happening.
What's a three-letter word for S? Apparently.
That was just silly.
Yeah. And I'm saving the best for last. I did bury the lead, but I just wanted to build up the suspense.
There's more about her?
Yes, according to Star Magazine, once again, multiple independent sources claim Britney yes. is pregnant.
Oh, my God!
Oh,
my God!
No, no, no. No.
Are you kidding? Multiple sources?
Britney or someone claiming to be Britney left actually a message on her MySpace page as well, saying, yes, I am pregnant, and I am shocked. Almost 4 weeks, to be exact. I don't really know if I'm happy or sad. I'm just, I don't know. Oh. I'm happy, I guess. I saw the ultrasound. It was really cool. K-E-W-L.
Oh, well, that's her.
That's her.
Can you get, forgive my ignorance, can you do an ultrasound at 4 weeks?
I think you can do an ultrasound at any time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
How,
okay.
It has to
I didn't
be a
know
certain
if you can
size
see anything.
Before you can see anything. I don't
that's
know.
That's what I thought.
Oh, dear God, I hope that's not true.
So.
This is bullshit, man.
Yeah. Wow, loud bull, too.
Bullshit, man.
That's better. Much better. you know, I was the first one talking about American Gladiator tickets. How
yes,
to get
you
them.
Were. Yeah, you were way too
yeah,
excited.
Yeah, yeah, I'm still yeah. excited.
Yeah.
Apparently, the American Gladiator people have asked me to pass along this information that their reservation program on their computers was experiencing some problems on their website.
Right.
So if you made reservations for the American Gladiators, as well you should, you need to go back and re-reserve your tickets. So I just want to give
so
you a
everything
heads up.
Got wiped out.
Go to AmericanGladiatorsTickets.com. click on free tickets, and then complete your reservation request. And this time, you'll be locked in. So I just want to give you a chance to make sure you lock in your tickets for the new American Gladiators so you don't miss out.
Giddy up.
It's going to be awesome. More reality television news. Excuse me. It's all that pudding I had.
That's not pudding.
MTV has announced a new reality show called That's Amore.
Oh, no.
It's a dating show starring guess who?
The Italian dude from Tila Tequila.
Domenico, the Italian dude.
Nice guess, Mike.
That's the
shot
best.
Shot in love with Tila Tequila. Domenico will star in his own reality dating show where gorgeous females will vie for his heart.
That guy is the worst. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Here's what I said. 20% cooking plus 50% of my accent equals a 200% chance I get a woman in bed.
He's a math genius.
He was a math genius. So there you go.
That's awesome.
And lastly, Carson Daly is a big douchebag.
Yep. I was thinking about this, Ralph. I know that other entertainers are getting a tremendous amount of pressure put on them by the networks.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's happening with him, if they're making threats or there are some way of, because he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's going to give a giant middle finger to everybody that, you know, supports him. I mean, you know, it doesn't seem right.
It's not right. I know that much.
Got to be more to that story.
You mean the network? You mean NBC is pressuring him to come back and do his show, Kevin? That's what you're suggesting?
I'm saying there has to be more than what we're hearing.
Because I'm sure they're pressuring
Forget Leno. Forget
everybody.
Conan. We need Daly back on the air. Forget Leno. Forget Conan O'Brien.
I don't know.
More interviews with Chameleon and Carson Daly at 1:35 in the morning. That's the show we need to keep the network running.
Let's ask producer Lighting to try to get Carson on the phone. We can ask him ourselves, find out what's up.
I think if you can get one, though, Ralph, no matter how small, you know, then they're hoping it'll start caving in.
A snowball.
Yes. Now you get Carson Daly and the rest of showbiz
the rest
follows.
Will follow.
Yes, it's that domino effect.
Look, I don't know.
It's just like Vietnam, man.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
I'm Carson Daly, and I'm a massive tool.
Maybe that's a better guess. The Writers Guild said they have profound disappointment with Mr. Daly's decision to return to work.
Yeah.
We hope that Mr. Daly will reconsider his decision, including the soliciting of scab writers to provide material for his program. And then they said he should not start his own car. I don't know what that means. But,
wow. Yeah. Seems strong.
Yeah. I don't know if you watch the show or not, but
I like him.
Scabs couldn't do a worse job.
It is a fairly low-energy outing, I'll tell you that.
You got that going for it.
Does not keep you from sleeping.
No. In fact, if it's 1:35 a.m. and you can't sleep,
right,
I'd say pop on Carson Daly.
It is a mellow half hour of TV.
It's the ambient of television. Today's celebrity birthdays. Berry Gordy Jr., the man who invented Motown. Not a bad thing to have on your resume.
No kidding.
So what'd you do? Motown? Yeah, that was me. He's 77 years old today. Randy Newman, composer,
yes,
musician. Remember
He's
Short People? He was great. I Love L.A., of course. Another hit of his.
What's he been nominated for? No joke. About 21 Oscars for music. Never won one.
Some insane number. He does all the songs for the Pixar movies and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
He's 64 years old today. Talented actor Ed Harris turns 56. Paul Schaefer talking about TV talk shows.
Sure.
Of course, the band leader for Letterman. He is 57 years old today. Judd Nelson turns 48. John Stewart turns 41 years old today. And Chameleonaire. Speak of the Chameleonaire, I guess he'll be on Carson Daly tonight talking about his birthday. So, it's your birthday, huh?
Yeah!
That's cool. He's 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And yes, you're right. It's the most wonderful time of the year. The search for the new Miss Double December.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Ralph, a lot of people are emailing wanting to know what it is that's hard. Is it plastic? Is that the word that's being beeped out there?
Can't tell.
It is not plastic.
It starts with a P.
It does start with a P. However, I can confirm it is not plastic.
Not plastic. Okay.
At least mine isn't.
Or plaster.
Lisa's might be, but mine is not.
I'll give you that about clue. Elizabeth 21, Newport Beach, ladies and gentlemen? Yes! What about that?
Yes! What I'm saying? Tell you, we've had what? We've had five so far,
yes.
Miss Double December competitors in previous to this.
Elizabeth is number six, right? Yeah.
She is number six, and no one has smelled better than Elizabeth does.
How about that?
She's just delicious.
We don't even have a smell category.
We don't. We should put that.
Let's change that.
Next year, we should add that to the competition. Sure. How good do you smell?
Well, good morning, Elizabeth. First of all,
good
say
morning.
Hi to us. This is so weird that by coincidence, I heard you on Loveline last night. You called into the Dr. Drew and Stryker show last night here on K-Rock. You were the first caller through. It's just so weird that you're here this morning. Do you ever sleep?
No, I don't sleep. I had like a really, you know, this just thong question that was just killing me and I couldn't sleep. So I
know how that
in.
Is. When you got a thong question, yeah. You need to toss and turn all night with the thong question.
You just need a thong
all right,
answer.
Well, try it out on us. Try your thong question out on us. Let's see what we come up with.
Oh, I was just wondering, you know, last night if, you know, when you're trading thongs with girls at fashion shows and things like that, if they can, you know, disease you up.
No, that's a good question.
I was worried.
They can transmit.
I've seen some of those girls.
Traded thongs.
Yeah, did they trade thongs?
What do you do in trading underwear, Elizabeth?
No, you go in and they're like, okay, this is your outfit. You try it on. And then the girl next to you is like, yeah, I tried on that one and it didn't really look good on me. And you're like, oh my God.
So it's not you're not the only one to have it.
I
got
gotcha.
You.
And what was the answer?
What was Dr. Drew's answer?
Yeah.
Well, first he told me that I could get crabs, and I told him girls don't have any hair anymore nowadays.
Right.
Good
true.
Point. So I said, I don't think that's
nowhere
gonna
for him
happen.
To live. Right.
And he was like, well, they could sweat their herpes outbreak on it.
Oh, that is not sexy.
This is why I don't ask Drew anything.
Yeah.
The answer is never something you want to hear.
It's not ever positive.
No.
That's reassuring.
Not ever good
what
news.
Are you supposed to do about that?
I told him I'll just start asking. Hey, did you sweat your herpes on this? No. Okay. Good.
Oh, come on.
No, that's
Elizabeth.
The safe way to do. It. You have to be safe, right?
Herpes sweat, by the way, is performing night two of Acoustic Christmas this year, so that should be good.
Oh my God, that's my new favorite band.
There's a herpes sweat? They're good, yeah.
Now, do they sell those outfits after the shows? I'm just curious.
No,
I'm just wondering what they do.
They auction them on eBay.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah,
now,
you're, wait, what's your name?
Wait, what's
on
your,
eBay?
Yeah,
because I swear
what is your
you've
eBay
run,
name,
won the last five bids.
I wasn't going to point that out.
Is it
because
Pluto
now,
Man? Pluto Man 88?
Now people are going to try to bid me up. So, Elizabeth, you have you're not exactly an amateur in competitions. It looks to me like you've got quite a resume of just being a hot chick.
Yeah, that's what I try to do it, you know.
You think she just turned hot yesterday?
No, but what I'm saying is she's been working it for a long time.
What?
I mean,
I'm hot. What? I'm hot now.
Your job has kind of been being hot, right? I mean, tell us some of the stuff you've done that people may know you from.
I work for Hustler's clothing line. I mean, I'm usually at a magazine every month. I mean, I do all the car races and, you know, all the car shows. I mean, I just kind of do a bunch of stuff. It's all over the place. I couldn't even tell you.
Just a bunch of generic modeling jobs all over the place.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And what's the history of your phenomenal bosom? How old are they?
You know what? I have no idea. Okay, I'll just be honest.
He was drunk.
Everything's fake. Like, actually, the kneecaps have been replaced.
Really?
Everything's
you know,
new?
These aren't even my real eyes.
Wow.
I was born
That's
with
hardcore.
Yeah.
Wow. You meant business. Can you hear, like, 10 miles away? Or you...
She's bionic.
Bionic, yeah. You can run 50 miles per hour?
Yeah, I actually heard the phantom pooper earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's not there. I wish Elizabeth was our phantom pooper. It'd make it so much easier to deal with, you know?
Yes,
it would.
Yeah. I've been sneaking in all week. Why do you think it's only been this week?
Wow.
Just rose petals.
Oh, interesting.
Just rose petals wherever she goes.
Now, why? What is it about the Miss Double December crown that is attractive to you?
Because, you know, it's the one crown that I can get that actually kind of like represents just like rock and roll and music and everything like that. And that's what I'm all about. I want to be, you know, the hot chick who's also the rocker chick, not, you know, Miss Pageant, let's wave and, you know, blow kisses, which
right,
I can totally
right.
do. But
you can do that, but it's not as much fun.
Yeah, exactly.
So concerts, good. Trips to Vegas, good. All the stuff that all the events that we do, you'll be able to come to if you're Miss Double December.
And I'm glad she's bringing up the fact that it's different, you know, for our pageant. Because, for instance, in the pageant this Friday, when we have the live event, we'll be doing an evening wear competition, much like they do in the Miss America competition.
Right, but
instead of evening gowns and boring stuff like that, we'll be asking the girls to dress up how they would look if they were going out to a club or something to party hard. That'll be their evening wear
that's
competition.
That's the evening wear that we're going
to
have.
So that's the kind of thing we're looking for.
So
it's going to be sweet. This live show, by the way, that Ralph mentioned is this Friday morning from 6 until 10 o'clock at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton. We're going to be having the pageant, crowning the new Miss Double December, which, by the way, you probably know this, Elizabeth. The title is transferred in the saliva of the current Miss Double December. That's how it passes from girl to girl.
And
you're cool
all
with that,
past
right?
Miss Double December.
Okay, you know what? I actually had somebody tell me about that, and I was like, what?
That is true.
That's just how it works. Yeah. We don't really have any say over it.
It's like a fairy tale. Magical Kiss actually bestows bestows the new powers onto the new princess.
It's in the Constitution. You can look it up. I mean, it is there. So live broadcast this Friday morning in Fullerton. All these details are at krock.com. It is free to get in. It's open for all ages. And we have a full bar. That's a fantastic combination. Bring the kids and full bar starting at 6 a.m.
Seriously, we got to fix that.
We've had some conversations about that.
The only thing we ask is that you bring a new unwrapped toy, because we're helping out the U.S. Marine Corps to raise toys together for Toys for Tots. Ours is Toys for Tatas, but that's it. You got to bring that down in order to get in and join us live in the house on Friday. Now, the girls will be out. As Ralph mentioned, there's going to be a evening gown competition or nightwear competition.
Evening wear, right.
A swimsuit, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Interviews.
Oh, yes.
And also, and this is where we're at with Elizabeth right now, talent competition on Friday morning in front of the crowd as well.
For the first time ever, we'll have a Miss Double D talent competition. And each of the girls have been asked to do what their specialty is. And Elizabeth, what do you do? What is your special talent?
You know, I'm extremely talented, and I just couldn't even, you know,
well, that's obvious.
Put it all into anything. Yeah. So,
if you had to pick one, though.
Well, okay, the one I decided was I can sing kind of like Jack Black and Jimmy Fallon's, you know, cracked out child.
Okay. All right.
It's really hot. Okay. Guys are into it. That's how I get them.
That's how you get them. You sing like Jack Black.
She
sings like Jimmy Fallon. Oh, my God.
Oh, she's so hot.
Yeah, it's kind of worse. It's almost like 80s hairband version.
Oh, well, that's good.
Nice.
Now, what kind of song do you sing? Do you have a song picked out?
I wrote a song especially for you.
Oh,
my God. Here
we go.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Can you do some of it now?
Yeah, I can do it right now. Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Miss Double D contestant Elizabeth.
And the lyrics are really deep.
Right. Okay.
Just so you know. Okay. I'm gonna be Miss Double December. I got double D's to remember. 'Cause my singing is bad and Top Gun is red. And I like to cheat at Monopoly, yeah. I'll even accept the award in my panties.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Axl Rose lives.
I gotta tell you, I wasn't expecting Monopoly to be worked into that song, I have to be honest. That's a
no
special
song is complete without it.
As long as panties are, I don't mind.
Exactly. All right, so Friday morning in Fullerton, we'll see you at the slide bar, right, Elizabeth? You'll be there, you'll be ready to go, you're hoping to win this thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're in it to win it.
Fantastic.
Oh, I'll probably be there from the night before, just drag me out.
That's what we're talking about.
We'll sober her up and put her on stage.
Lightning's also taking video of each person as they come into the studio, so your video will be up very soon at krock.com to help people along with their voting.
And listeners can vote all the way up until Friday at 9 o'clock when we'll be tabulating the final votes and bestowing the new crown on our new Miss Double December.
That's right. Should be a good day. Thank you, Elizabeth, for coming in.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
We'll see you soon.
I thought last hour this show today probably hit its lowest point when we were talking about the Phantom Pooper here at K-Rock. But I have a feeling the lowest point is coming up in about 10 minutes, Ralph. What do you think?
I'm with you.
Dudes.
And it all springs forth from the Fountain of Kevin, too, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
It's not my fountain.
I believe it is.
here's what happened. We got pitched, and this is how it works in radio. I'll pull back the curtain. The publicists call producer Lightning or assistant producer Alex and say, hey, we've got this client. Would you like to have them on the Kevin and Bean Show? They come to us. We have a discussion about it, and we vote yay or nay. Well, this one we were all excited about because it's Leonard Nimoy, who, of course, is the great Mr. Spock from the Star Trek show, and he's going to be in the forthcoming Star Trek movie. But he's not on to talk about that. He's got a new photography book out called The Full Body Project, and it is unusual.
Yes.
I think it's fair to say.
Full body is the understatement of the year, by the way.
What he's chosen to photograph are obese women in various... It's non-sexual, but they are nude. And, I mean, it's kind of a bizarre project to be involved in, but he's a photographer. He's got a series of, you know, going back decades of lots of different kinds of books. This is just his latest. He wants to come on and talk about it. Well, I don't know what we're going to do about Kevin here, but apparently we can't trust him with Spock.
No, he's incapable of discussing this in any other way that's not just abrasive and hateful.
I want to be able to handle it better than that, but these are not big boned. They're not overweight. These women are huge.
Yes.
Oh, holy smokes.
That's the subject matter of his photography.
Monstrously huge. I mean, it's not just... It's
but he's not putting it out saying these are swimsuit models and then it's a surprise. I mean,
he's not saying here's your spank material for the week.
But he's putting it out.
Yeah.
Are all women under 500 pounds? Have they all been photoshopped now? They've all been taken pictures of? That's it?
Much.
We're out?
Pretty much.
We're out.
There's a ton of those. If you want to find those photographs, trust me, I can send you to some places
that's
where
what
they're
I would.
Available.
Well, then go
go
there.
Look at those.
All right, I'd love to.
But
let's
this guy,
talk to somebody who took those pictures.
This guy is shooting something that he finds, for whatever reason, artistically interesting, and he put it out there. And he's a pretty good photographer, too.
Yeah.
He is. He's very good.
Wide-angle lens for every shot.
But it sounds like you think not only should he not have taken the pictures, the book should not have been released. And
these women should not live.
Right? Yes. Everyone involved with it,
all
including Spock, should be put down.
All of it is fine. He can take the pictures. They can everyone can live happily ever after. But when you put him on this show and I have to interact with him, I have to say, why so fat?
You can say that.
Don't do that.
No.
But can't you say,
you can say
why
so
did you
fat?
Choose this particular subject?
That's
matter?
How it'll start, I'm sure.
In a
and
nice
then he'll
way.
Give us some kind
I don't
of
think
BS
even
answer.
Start that much.
What like, are you talking about?
Fat. You're like Austin Powers, the guy with the mole. Mole.
You're like so personally offended that there are fat women and
nope.
someone took pictures of them.
Can't you just rein it in? Can't you just rein it in and say, geez, this isn't my cup of tea. Leonard, why'd you do it?
I don't want to insult Spock, for God's sake.
Well,
but
don't do it.
Have you seen these pictures?
Yes.
These are not small women.
I
no,
understand
they're not.
That. I have comprehended that fact. What I can't comprehend is why you're not capable of having a conversation regarding that fact.
Because the guy
without
took,
just pinning it to 11.
It's not just a photo in a book of many extremes. It's a photo book of all gigantors.
But
why
are you so offended by that?
Because
people make movies you don't like.
Naked.
They make records you don't like. I mean, it's an artistic choice, though.
It's a horrible.
It's not supposed to. It's
you?
Not. It's not supposed to turn you on. That's what Ralph was saying. It's not like it's being advertised as spanky. All right.
What's
it's
it being, supposed to do?
You're supposed to look at it for the quality of the photographs, and maybe you draw something from what these women are representing.
Wow, those women eat. That's what I would draw from it.
These
Dear
women are
God,
pretty,
is there any food left?
These women are pretty brave, too.
Yeah, and they look happy. I mean, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it turns body image on its head a little bit. Maybe that's the point of the piece.
Guys, we don't know the point of the piece. The problem is we can't find out because Kevin will insult the man and drive
you
him off
guys
our
program. Are all in your politically correct mode where, oh, they're happy. Maybe this is just happiness. No, this is health problems waiting to happen right here. This is our tax dollars going to all
nothing,
kinds of
I know
surgeries.
You're concerned about other people's health. I know
I'm
that.
Saying
I
that
know, that's where you come
this
from.
Level
that's
of
what
fat,
this is all about, right?
This level of fat.
That's what this is about. It's your
it's
concern
partial.
For people's health.
When
that's
you guys start going to the politically correct, oh, it's just artistic. It's a
not
different
politically
view.
Correct. It's just it's a vision of art, which is, says you can make art about anything. You can make any kind of music you want. You can draw anything you want. You can take photos of anything you want. There's room for all different kinds of art out there.
Yes, there is.
How do our tax dollars get involved, Kevin? I missed that connection. I didn't know where our tax dollars get into play
tax
here.
Tax dollars go into play when we start paying for surgeries and all kinds of health problems.
Well, Leonard paid them so they can pay for their own surgeries and stuff. So he's saving us money in the long run. You should like him.
You dock-sided, Kevin.
You guys are so full of crap.
You don't go around slapping
I'm the only
saying
one.
I find these women
I'm the
attractive.
Only one. You guys
no.
are so full of crap.
I'm not saying I find these women attractive. That's not the point at all. The point is I can tell Leonard Nimoy that I don't find him attractive without being abrasive and driving him off the show.
All right, give me some words because mine fail me.
Do we have to bring up Sean Penn? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm saying give me a way to say.
That's a great
Melissa
point.
Rivers. Do we have
no.
to bring back Melissa Rivers?
No. I don't want to insult
Spock. Well, that's what we're saying.
Spock.
Don't do it.
Well, let's not have him on. That's my point.
No, you just will have him on and you not insult him.
I don't want to insult him. I want to insult these women's weight. and why anyone would put a full book out of gigantic. These are not even fat women.
Mike, give me the if you have the Sean Penn tape.
Come on.
This is why we're a little bit bruised and battered, is because we gave Kevin the opportunity to talk to a guy who we know is pretty sensitive and pretty serious.
About
and here's
a project
how,
Kevin liked, by the way.
Yes.
This is something he liked.
Yes.
Loved, by the way.
If you missed it, here's how Kevin handled his question about Sean Penn's directorial movie that's in theaters now called Into the Wild. Is this a role that you would have wanted to play, Sean, had you been young enough for the role?
I was a good deal older than the guy when I first read it, so it never came to mind that way. I never could have or did consider that.
You could have gone comedy with it and been Spicoli.
It's changed the whole thing around.
not at all, Kevin.
No,
but I did. Yeah. But I did. It did lead me into my next question, which is a guy who has
now. Kevin, God damn it!
I thought a little more after that. I think it annoys me that he's such a dick about that role in his life. I think that's what it was.
And you're going to set him straight.
No, yeah. I just Kevin took it upon himself to clean his act up. I'll teach Sean Penn.
I think it just annoyed me.
You guys, none of you are alumni of the Kevin School of Debate.
That's
and
true.
I think that's
we don't
why
have time
I
for
think,
that.
I think you don't understand.
It would explain a lot if we understand Kevin's theory about how to discuss.
We could take
opposing
some
viewpoints.
Phone
opposing
calls?
Viewpoints.
We don't
okay,
have
here we go.
Time.
Hey, pal, are you tired of losing every argument you get into? When you try to debate an issue, do you often end up looking foolish?
I sure do.
How would you like to appear as if you're actually defending your position, even though it's based on no real information, reasoning, or logic?
But I'm not a smart man.
Neither is Kevin Ryder.
I'm not a smart guy.
But that hasn't stopped him. Now you can learn from a real master debater with the Kevin Ryder School of Debate. In this series of instructional audio tapes, you'll receive all the tools you need to debate any topic without all the tedious effort it takes to do research, learn facts, or apply logic. In the beginner's tape, you'll learn such helpful techniques as making your opponent's position seem weak by insulting it. When he makes a point, simply call it stupid.
That's just stupid.
Ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Insane.
Really is just an insane thing.
Or combine two or more for added effect.
It's an insane, ridiculous argument.
In the intermediate tape of the Kevin Ryder School of Debate, you'll master important methods like, is your opponent making a strong case? Get condescending.
Everybody said stuff that was stupid when they were younger, and you know that.
Or baffle his thought processes with confusing metaphors and similes.
The sum of the parts is greater than the all of the sum of the, well, you know.
After that, you'll be ready for Kevin's third and final tape, Advanced Debating Lessons. You'll learn that when you haven't taken the time to prepare or learn any facts to support your position, keep talking anyway. Your total lack of preparation can be used to throw your enemy off balance.
What about the guy that you said, what was it in your, I wish I remembered his name.
And when your rival dares to present you with actual evidence, you'll learn Kevin Ryder's ultimate weapon of mass debate destruction. Mock him for being prepared.
It's why about defeating.
Wait a minute.
And
why
it's
are
about
you looking at a pad of paper? He's got notes.
Tell him you don't care.
I've got the actual evidence.
I don't care.
Remember, no one can make a valid point when you are loud and irrational. And do you feel the need to ask a question but haven't taken the time to think of one? Don't let that stop you. Just keep talking and keep it confusing.
Now, I forgot what I was going
to
ask.
And if your opponent dares to try to answer one of your questions, don't let him. Yell at him, ironically, to answer the question while he's trying to answer your question.
Answer my
Hello?
Question. What?
Do I get to answer?
Yeah, but
your
answer my question.
The Kevin Ryder School of Debate. Just 3 monthly installments of $59.99. Order today, and soon you'll be amazing your friends and perplexing your intellectual superiors. Yes, thanks to Kevin Ryder, preparation, logic, and eloquence are things of the debating past.
I'm still not smart, but now I don't have to be. I've got Kevin Ryder on my side.
Call now 1-800-22-KEVIN, Visa, MasterCard, or Discover accepted. That's 1-800-22-KEVIN.
I'm not a smart guy.
Oh, wow. I can't wait.
There
now.
It is.
Leonard Nimoy and the Fatties when we come back at the World Famous K-Rock. You going to be nice, Kevin, if I bring our guest
on? Of course.
On? Okay.
I'm all about nice.
Internationally respected and adored actor Leonard Nimoy, of course, you know, from Mr. Spock in the TV show and the movies and many other projects throughout the years, and a very accomplished photographer with lots of galleries and books in his past. His new one is called The Full Body Project. It is a fascinating work. We're happy to welcome Leonard Nimoy back to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the World Famous Show. Good morning, Mr. Nimoy.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on.
You bet. We were just having a conversation right before you came on about how unusual this new book is, The Full Body Project, and what kinds of reactions it is eliciting from people who see it. What's your experience been so far with people who have picked up the book?
It's very, very positive. I get a lot of people telling me they're grateful for these photographs being published. They're not the kind of pictures that you normally see of women. And that's what this book is all about. This book is aimed at the average American woman. 98% of women are 25% heavier than the models wearing the clothes that are being sold.
Right.
And so women are being told, you don't look right. If you buy these pills, if you buy this diet program, if you buy this surgery, you get closer to looking like the models look like. And it's a big industry aimed at telling people, telling women that they look wrong. These pictures are people who are larger bodied and they're happy in their skins.
Leonard, there's a difference between bigger than your average model and 10 times your average woman.
10 times?
Yes, some of these women are huge. huge.
I have to tell you, though.
Okay, I think you're exaggerating a little bit, but that's okay. I understand your point, and I'm not advocating obesity because that's unhealthy, too.
Sure.
Obesity leads to heart problems and the diabetes and knee problems and stuff like that. We're trying to have a discussion about what is beautiful. I think these women in their own way are beautiful. They're happy in their skins. They're comfortable people. Most American women are being told you don't look right, and I think that's a very dangerous thing because particularly young women are being sold products. They look in the mirror every day. They get on the scale every day, and it's painful. I mean, people live in bodies that are never going to look like the models that they're trying to look like.
I agree, but we don't want them to look like this either.
No, but I will tell you this, Kevin. These women are more than 20 pounds overweight for the most part. So someone who is 15, 20 pounds, we'll look at that and say, you know what, I'm okay.
Tell him.
Absolutely.
Go, Lisa. These women are 250 pounds
That's
over the, what
point.
They should be.
That's my point, is that for women who aren't that big or that overweight, you look at these women and you go, you know what, my body's
I could eat more.
All right.
I could eat more.
No,
I could actually eat more and still not look like that.
The point is, I don't look like that.
Joy Behar on the morning TV show called The View held this book up. She said, "This is a book called The Full Body Project. It's about women who make me feel svelte."
Exactly, that's my point. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this, Leonard, because we've had the woman on who's up in San Francisco who runs the Fat Acceptance Project, and we've had other people talking about this topic before. And I suspect, and I want to know what you think, that if these women had the choice to be quote unquote normal size or even model size, I think they'd do it if they could, though, don't you?
They probably could. They probably would. And I'll tell you why. Because fat has been demonized in our culture. People who are larger body have been demonized and ostracized. And that's a cruel thing.
Well, it's not a... I mean, let's be honest. When you're this size, it's not a good look. It's not an attractive look. And it is super unhealthy. I don't think...
It depends on what age you're living in and what country you're living in. In some countries, these women would be considered extraordinarily beautiful. And, by the way, they would be considered wealthy because their husbands can afford to feed them well.
That's true.
What is it about this particular issue, not being a woman, Leonard, that made you so interested in it that you would devote a whole book to it? Why? What's your personal stake in this?
I became interested when one of these women approached me after I was showing some of my earlier work, and she said, I'm a different body type. I'm a model, and I'm a different body type than what you've been shooting in the past. I'm a professional model. Would you be interested in working with me? I shot some pictures of her. I showed them at a subsequent exhibition, and she got all the attention because there is this subject in our culture about body weight, about body size, and people were interested. Why did you shoot her? Who is she? How does she come to you? And that opened my eyes to this whole issue of body image in our culture. Beauty is culture-driven. And our culture has been told skinny, 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 be skinny, be thin, be skinny, be thin. And most women are never going to get skinny or thin. And they're never going to be a size zero.
Look, I agree. And we spend a lot of time talking about how girls that are too thin are distracting and sick looking. I mean, I don't think either extreme is acceptable.
Last year, two Brazilian models died because they were trying to get down to a weight where they could have a career and keep their careers going.
And that's horrible. But I don't know that the answer is 600 pounds.
Hey, Leonard, was it, I mean, I think these women are really brave.
Yeah.
Honestly, was it difficult at all to get women this size to take off their clothes for photos?
No, this was not a problem. These women are into fat acceptance, and they're into performing. They're professional models and professional dancers. No problem at all. We had a wonderful time.
Leonard, I got to think, as an artist, for you, it must be interesting just because this is sort of, fresh ground to tread upon as a photographer. There's a ton of photographs out there of women who look like the models, but for you, this must have been interesting because your work does stand apart from the rest of them.
It was very interesting, and frankly, the first time I did it, there's one lady who came to me, and I photographed the first one that I photographed. I was very nervous about it because I didn't know if I would do her justice. I didn't want to make fun of her. I didn't want to ridicule her in any way. I wanted to do her justice and do a decent job.
Didn't know if you had a wide enough angle lens.
Oh, stop it, Kevin.
What was that?
Nothing. Sorry. Sorry.
It's Kevin trying to be funny.
Okay, so you weren't comfortable. Go ahead.
No, I'm part of this culture too, and my conditioning made me feel uncomfortable because I thought I've never seen this, I've never done this.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do this and treat it with respect?
Right.
I think it worked out okay, when I showed the pictures, I realized that there's this whole thing going on in our culture about the way women are supposed to look. I think you're absolutely right. If women look at these pictures, they feel good about themselves.
This is Leonard Nimoy, whose voice you hear on the phone. We're talking about his book that is in stores now, called in stores Thursday, December 6th. Not quite available for sale yet, but next week. Thursday, December 6th, The Full Body Project, it's called. And Leonard's website is leonardnimoyphotography.com if you want to check it out. Kevin, I hope you didn't buy a copy because I am sending you one for Christmas. This is one of your gifts. I'm going right to Leonard's website and ordering it now.
I've got a copy. They sent it over. That's what I have.
Kevin, keep it on your coffee table. You'll enjoy it.
All right, I will.
All right. All right, Leonard, thank you so much for joining us. We always have a good time with you on The Kevin DeBean Show.
Live long and prosper.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I didn't know if I would do her justice. I didn't want to make fun of her. I didn't want to ridicule her in any way. I wanted to do her justice and do a decent job.
Didn't know if you had a wide enough angle lens.
Oh, stop it, Kevin.
What was that?
Nothing, sorry.
I don't like him, his giant head, or his beady little eyes. That's all I've got to say on the matter.
Sounded like Spock wanted to kick your ass.
It did. It
sure did.
What was that, asshole?
I would just like to,
I will take you down.
I would just like to point out in my own defense that I did want to cancel that interview so that I wouldn't.
Because you couldn't be trusted.
Yeah.
Why do you have to cancel interview? Why can't you just rein it in? Why can't you just not do that?
That was reined in.
It was way reined in compared to what Kevin's been saying off air.
But only largely because he was quiet throughout a lot of the interview. And you were doing a lot of the talking.
Well, he's Spock, for God's sakes. I don't want to piss him off, but this book is horrible.
He could shoot you with a phaser.
It is already being known in the blogosphere as the Leonard Nimoy disaster. So, 8 o'clock on KRQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Congratulations to Franklin Ruiz from Los Angeles. Just won tickets by hearing Muse and being caller 20 for the K-Rock Almost Tuesday Christmas. We'll tell you about the next song to listen for in a sec. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat.
Writers Guild strike continues, although both sides are still at the bargaining table today, day 3 of the negotiations. So as long as they're talking, I guess there is hope. Carson Daly decided he's not going to wait for this all to end. He's going ahead and crossing the picket line, the first late-night talk show to defy the writer's strike and resume production. We begin taping new episodes this week for airing next week, according to NBC. So, as you can imagine, the Writers Guild of America not pleased with his decision to cross the picket line and continue production of his show when all the other majors, Jimmy Kimmel, Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, Jay Leno, Craig Ferguson, Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, have all opted to respect the writer's strike.
Unlike all those other people, he doesn't write anything, does he?
He is not a member of the Writers Guild, Lisa. You have an excellent point there. He
and Lightning said that it's not a union gig.
Really?
His show. That's what Lightning said. I don't know where he got his information, but that the writers aren't union anyway. I don't know how, if that's.
I'm Carson Daly, and I'm a massive tool.
I don't know if it's possible.
I don't think NBC hires non-union writers for their shows.
That was what Alex said.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have to see.
I don't know.
They may be.
I have one word. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I see. Alex said it, and she has a friend who works on the show.
She said it. She meant it. She's here to represent
That's correct.
Is that what she said?
So that's, I guess, the deal.
I got an email.
Sorry.
I got an IM. Hold on a second.
I am. Sorry.
Let me read this real quick. It says, oh, Bean's a douchebag. That's my IM said. Isn't that funny? Jennifer Lopez may be going the Scientology route when she checks into the maternity ward. PopCrunch.com, the entertainment news website, says that she is entertaining the idea of the Scientology silent birth, where everyone communicates without words as the baby was born, so the baby's born to a world of silence.
Is that supposed to be good for the kids, or they don't care?
Well, it gets it used to their emotionally dead parents.
I think that the whole idea is peace, but sure. I don't know that it
Look, if you give her enough drugs, why not? It's probably doable.
If you really want to do a kid a favor, introduce them into a room full of screaming and yelling, because that's what most families are like, so
that's
you might as well indoctrinate the kid right away.
Get ready early.
Leah Remini, apparently her best friend, who's also a Scientologist,
right,
suggested it to Jennifer.
Sure.
Let me ask you this, though. With Leah Remini and Tom Cruise and Jenna Elfman and all those others, they have so many celebrities in Scientology already. isn't it a little crowded? Just start getting new people in, Ralph?
Yes.
I mean, how can they pull that off?
God bless you, Ralph.
Yes. At the end of the table.
I am a fan of Ralph now.
Very crowded.
Trying to get back on that BS.
I mean, it just seems like, on earth will they make room for her, is what I'm saying.
There's no room.
I mean, she seems like would be pretty high maintenance being Jennifer Lopez
and
all.
There's no room. You're absolutely right.
Really?
They are maxed out. There's no room. Fergie is using a rabbi to stay sober.
A rabbi?
Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas.
Uh-huh. I didn't know she had a problem.
She's a former meth addict, Lisa.
Oh. Look at her face, Lisa. Come on.
Problem with crystal meth. Mm. According to Star Magazine, she receives counseling from Mark Rabbi Borovitz in Los Angeles.
Shalom.
Apparently, she claims he doesn't care that she's famous and helps her stay off drugs by guilting her.
That's how he does it?
That's a little Jewish joke.
Oh, okay.
So, you're going to do drugs? You're going to break my heart? No, I won't. See, because the Jews have a lot of guilt in their religion. I always say that because I'm an Irish Catholic, and we match them step for step in the guilt world.
Try.
Martin Scorsese's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you hear about a Martin Scorsese film and you get those one-line sort of descriptions, those log lines they call them, where they just kind of give you the rough outline of what the movie's about.
Right.
Invariably, when you read it, say, oh, that's going to be good. I remember when The Aviator came out, The Life of Howard Hughes. Oh, that's going to be good.
Yep.
The Irish Mob with The Departed. Oh, that's going to be good. Listen to this one. Leonardo DiCaprio, rather, and Mark Ruffalo will star as two U.S. Marshals teaming up to look for an escaped mental patient from a hospital for the criminally insane.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's going to be good. I can't wait.
Cool.
On the other side of movie news, Jude Law and Forrest Whitaker have signed up for Repossession Mambo.
What?
Repossession Mambo, a science fiction drama about a futuristic credit union that deals in artificial organs. See?
How is Nicolas Cage not in that?
More of an artificial organ protector. Yeah, so that's what you got coming up.
Wow.
At the movies.
Ralph, I hope you heard the email yesterday that we read about the new film dropping in January about a female dancer called How She Move.
How She Move. Well, he hates me.
How She Move.
She used to date
that,
He Hate Me. How She Moved.
Oh, I see.
It used to be a couple. Okay. And new TV news, new TV show news. Chuck and Life on NBC have both been picked up, so you'll be seeing more episodes of those as soon as they can write them next year sometime.
Right.
I like that, Chuck.
I like both of those shows. Life is spectacular. It is sort of like House with a cop. By the way, House last night. Anybody see House when he made the final decision for his team?
No.
God damn it, that show's so good.
Rips.
It's insanely good. It's stupid good. Makes my teeth hurt. That's how good it is.
Nice.
Now, is Carson Daly going to be writing all of these shows now that he's crossed the picket line?
Yes.
Will he be writing the new Life and the new Chuck?
Chuck and Life. Let me say, Chuck, what do you think of the new Christina Aguilera song? A lot of those kind of lines. ABC has also ordered a full season of Dirty Sexy Money, if you're a fan of that show, with Peter Krause and Donald Sutherland. You'll see more episodes of that as well. So, congratulations to all our winners.
Is this an award show?
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Let's see what we got. Jon Stewart, comedian, talk show host
from
The Daily Show. He's 45 years old today. I got an angry email from someone said, you always say Jon Stewart's age wrong. Really? I don't know where you get your information. Why are you living 3 years in the past? He's 45. I wrote back, really? Really?
You care that much
really?
About his age?
How much time did you waste writing this email, you douchebag?
You should take everything you hear on this show with a grain of salt.
Absolutely.
In fact,
absolutely.
Everything on the show is false until proven true, as a matter of
got
fact.
An angry email from a Britney Spears fan said you're spreading lies about her. She's not dating that waiter, and she's not pregnant, and her house is not filthy, and blah, blah. And I wrote back, who cares? It's an excuse to mock that white trash whore. That's the fun of it. I'm not KNX people. I don't fact check. I rip crap off the internet and I read it to you. That's all I do.
We're the opposite of fact checkers.
Yeah, don't worry about it. If you want news, go to Al Roker.
Al Roker?
Yeah.
I think he's a weather man,
guy.
Ralph. Yeah, I think he does weather.
Go to Matt Lauer.
There you go.
Go to Mike Lauer. Go to any of the Lauers. Judd Nelson celebrates his 48th birthday today. Ed Harris, very talented actor, is 56. Paul Schaefer. You know him. He's the band leader for David Letterman. He's 57 years old today.
Did we decide he was gay or Canadian? What was the ruling on that?
Canadian. Oh, he's got a smoking hot wife. Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a banging wife. And Randy Newman, composer and musician, who's given us I Love L.A., Short People, and every song ever sang in a Pixar movie. He is 64 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
She's bouncing up and down.
Yes, she is.
Miss Double D contestant Kelly is in our studios.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Boobs.
Yeah.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
That's what she said.
All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Kelly, 28, Costa Mesa. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you this morning?
I'm fabulous.
You sure are.
You really the hell are, I got to tell you.
Why, thank you.
So you are number 7 of the 10 finalists that we are meeting this week. This is the first year that we've actually been wised up enough to actually meet all 10 girls in the finals. Usually we just meet the winners. So this is the best idea you ever had, Ralph. I want to congratulate you again for coming up with it.
Thank you so very much.
And how lucky we all are that we get to come in and meet all of you.
Yeah,
that's what we like.
That's what I'm talking about.
Or disappointed. One
no
or
question
the other.
About that. There is that look when they first walk in the studio and they look at all of us, and some of us haven't. They haven't seen our pictures or anything. They go,
and then they go, radio.
Oh, yeah.
I was not thinking that at all.
Yes, you were.
Sure.
No.
You know Kelly from her song.
Cheers. Oh my God.
Cheers.
No, no, different. Different Kelly.
That's a different.
What? Tell us about yourself, though, Kelly. What's the short bio version of you?
Short bio. Let's see. I'm from Costa Mesa, 28. I do marketing for Creative Ad and Print in Garden Grove.
Is that an advertising agency?
It's a marketing company.
Okay.
Let's see. I hang out with my friends, do the normal things that most girls do.
Mm-hmm.
Like get implants. Get implants is one
that
of
that kind of normal thing that most girls do.
Well, I'm from Orange County, so you can imagine it's the land.
You got to keep up, right?
The fake breast.
You really do stand out if you don't have fake boobs down there.
You do.
They must mock you. They must hunt you down.
You do. They're like, look at her.
Yeah.
Oh, smallest boobs ever.
Her and her natural breasts.
She's so icky.
Yuck.
And how'd you hear about the Miss Double December pageant?
I was actually driving to work. I think it was the last day that the competition was on, and I had like 30 minutes. It was like 30 minutes to send in your application.
Oh, right, yeah.
Wow.
And I went and I looked, and I was interested, so I figured I'd just send his picture and answer the questions, and little did I know you guys called me, so I was a little bit surprised.
Why would you be surprised? You're a beautiful girl.
I don't know. I guess I just did it mostly for fun, and to actually get a call was hilarious. I don't know.
Now, tell people, and they can see your picture at K-Rock.com, Kevin and Bean section, click on Miss Double D. Tell people what it is you're wearing in this picture.
That was my Halloween costume. I was Eve this year, and I made that costume.
So it's just basically leaves in strategic places.
It was leaves, yes, and then I had a wonderful lady paint a snake on my body. So,
okay.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Yes, it was fabulous.
Did you have an Adam that you went with?
I did not have an Adam, but I believe that Eve sinned while she was away from him. So
you were sinning.
You were
with
planning.
Who?
You were
planning
with who do you think she sinned?
You were planning a lot of sinning.
You know, the rest of the people in the garden.
Right.
Whoever was hanging out.
Garden.
Snake. She was hanging out with the snake, dude.
That's I don't even want to think about what that must have been like. There on your breast.
It's funny that you mentioned
How
that.
Far does that
I figured
go?
That was going to come up.
It does, because you have got a sort of a tube top thing going on.
Right, and I will show you in just a couple minutes when I do my talent.
Now!
But...
Now!
Oh, sorry. Okay, we'll wait. Tattoo we'll wait. Progresses down your body. I was just curious.
Well...
boob. Christmas boob.
All right, we
Christmas
have to stop
boob.
Saying the T word.
Yeah. Christmas boob.
I don't there know why go. Your guess is as good as mine, but that's what they tell us.
That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Christmas boob. What better way to represent Miss Double D? I mean, I'm accessorized.
We have a Christmas boob.
Right.
That's perfect.
Right.
Okay,
I'm the only
I got
accessory
you.
Here.
That's true.
It's wow.
True.
Now, you mentioned a talent competition, and that is also new this year. We're doing a pageant Friday morning. If you've not yet heard about this, you've got to go to KRock.com, get all the details. The Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton is where we're going to be. It's on Commonwealth Avenue. Live broadcast from 6 until 10 o'clock. Free breakfast buffet for those in attendance while supplies last. Oh, I hope they have the burrito.
Be
Move
so cool.
on with the burrito.
Full bar opening at 6 o'clock. It's free to get in, except we do ask for a donation of a new unwrapped toy. All ages are welcome. The U.S. Marine Corps is going to be on hand. By the way, it's the Kevin and Bean Toys for Tatas. They will be collecting the toys and distributing them for kids at the holidays. So you win by coming down, seeing the show, and then the kids win by getting the free toys.
And
you're going to be,
Let me just butt in real quick. The other thing is that if you can't make it there, we are webcasting the entire thing, starting with the pageant at 7 o'clock.
We haven't mentioned that enough.
So if you're at work or whatever, and your employer will get angry, whatever, just watch it online.
Get
you can
on
see
it.
The whole thing. Right.
Great idea. Now, Kelly, what is your talent that you're going to be doing that day and that we're going to see a little bit of this morning?
Well, as I didn't know I was going to be coming in and doing this, but I had written down that I can move my pictorial muscles while eating popcorn.
So, yeah, move your pectoral muscles while eating popcorn.
Yes.
I kind of threw in the popcorn thing.
I didn't know I was going to be coming in. It's actually quite hard. It's almost like rubbing your stomach and patting your head at the same time.
That is hard.
It is hard.
How did you discover these two things together and how hard
it was? Well, I like popcorn, and I knew I could do that, so I threw the two together.
Okay.
Come on, Kevin. What a dumb
like a
question.
So you could probably do a bunch of different things while moving
your
pectoral muscles, but this is the one you chose.
I probably should have said something like a popsicle or something a little bit.
Well, we could do whatever you'd like to do.
You can always adjust it for the show
on Friday. You know.
Quick, get a popsicle
That's what
in
you
here.
Want to do.
Right.
Well, we'd love to see a little taste of your talent.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to step up here and take off my shirt really quickly.
Well, if you insist.
I do. I kind of do.
All right. All right.
Let me pour out this popcorn real fast.
Very against that, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Lightning, by the way, is videotaping in the studio. This will be up at krock.com later on today. You get a chance to see Kelly and her many, many assets.
Might be edited for your safety.
Yes, at work.
Look what she's done.
Well done.
She has the letters. What is that made out of? Is it made out of?
It's sticky felt.
Sticky felt.
And the names Kevin and Bean are on one of her boobs.
Ladies and gentlemen.
One says Kevin, one says
Bean.
It is
beautiful.
I didn't see any other girls in here with this.
Nor did I.
And I hope you plan on wearing that on Friday.
And I
definitely.
And I hope Ralph is on your vagina. But we don't have to look for that right now.
All right. What are you going to do? You're gonna move your pectoral muscles and eat popcorn.
I am.
Okay.
All
right.
All right. It's a big talent here.
Good luck.
Let's see if we can see that.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
It's as if they have a mind of their own.
This is the strangest thing I've ever seen.
What enormous strength you must have to lift those up individually.
It's a lot of strength training.
Yes.
I can see that.
You're in the wrong industry.
We are very impressed.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
How about that? Kelly.
Lovely Kelly.
Thank you.
You can see her and cast your vote at krock.com, Kevin and Bean section. And again, all the details for the Friday live show in Fullerton are up there, too.
This is the greatest thing
She's
ever.
She's jumping up and down.
Yes, she is.
Hey, Lightning, what time will this video go up on online so people can see it?
It'll be up by noon.
Noon today.
All right. I bet it will.
Yeah, I'll be up by noon.
It's up now.
Log on.
That's what she said.
All right, Kelly. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Well
thank
done.
Thank you for having me.
And see you Friday.
We will see you Friday for the live show.
It all started innocently enough. The creator of one of the most unfortunately popular shows on television needed a term for a particular part of the female anatomy to get around network restrictions. And this was born.
Stop looking at my vajayjay.
The show was so unfortunately popular, it caught the eye of the most powerful woman in the world, and suddenly we were all faced with this.
My vajayjay is paining.
And we here at The Soup were forced to act.
Oprah's vajayjay.
And of course, when The Soup spots a cultural trend, those vultures at the New York Times can't be far behind. Yes, I have arrived. I made it in the New York Times to talk about vaginas. Something to tell my grandkids. Anyway, all of this led up to the Vagapocalypse.
Yes, the Vagapocalypse.
And now
Joel McHale from TV's The Soup, Friday nights at 10 on E, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world famous K-Rock.
Vaginas are taking over the world, Joel. You're so right about that.
Well, yes, they have. But now we have the testicular holocock.
I'm not kidding.
That was born last week.
Yes.
Or no, 2 weeks ago, because it somehow...
It's hard to keep them straight, isn't it?
It is, because Oprah was playing, and I'm not joking, with cadaver testicles, human cadaver testicles on the
really?
Air.
Really?
Why was she doing
that? What do you mean playing with?
Oh, yeah. Literally just kind of going like, look at that.
Why was she doing
that? Like Captain Queeg or whatever?
No, it was a promotion for Lipton, so it... no. She was doing... And then on Tequila, Shot at Love. They were eating deer,
right?
Deer penis, and
sure,
then
that's right.
And then on that Man versus Wild, he was in. I think he was in Saudi Arabia. I don't remember, but they just cut the balls off of a goat and handed it to him, and he ate them.
That's right. Yes,
and then as he was gagging, he was went in for the. You know, he ate one half, and then much like an orange, and it was. And so we call that the testicular holocock.
Yeah,
which you should have seen the network trying to go like the what? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What's that word? Potty mouth. You can get with that in basic cable, but watch what you're saying here on our show. Will you miss me for God's sake? Sorry,
Joel. There are some days where I think you have the worst job in the world, and then there are some days where you couldn't.
didn't get paid enough for
right.
what you're doing.
Like
sitting
a prostitute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What'd you think, because we haven't seen you in a while, what'd you think of the Tyra tribute to the Vagina Show? What'd you think about that 60 minutes of television?
The greatest. Well, it's the thing where, you know, we make fun of Tyra, and we obviously, we call her a narcissist all the time, but then she provides us with wonderful clips.
Right.
Yeah, she does. So it's...
It's not work.
Yeah, we feel kind of like we are. If the host dies, we dies. We die. You know, if you kill the host, then the cancer dies, right? But then the host is dead. So right. we need her. But that won't stop us from telling her that being afraid of dolphins is stupid.
Yeah. It was like
it's
love
just
affair.
A vagina.
No, oh,
it was like your love affair with Tony Danza. It was for a while. Remember?
We did. Yes, we had one
when Tony
point.
Got canceled. You were quite sad.
We were sad, and at one point we called Tony the longest hour on television, and he had me a guest on his show, which I had to give him great.
Wow.
I mean, it was really nice of him, and we started because we had our Danzism. I can't even remember what we called him. But Danzitions where he would
right.
he had clearly what he had in his, he would be talking about the Jets game and then go right into a guest who's coming on who's an amputee and he would just go like could you believe the Jets sad news. This person's hand was chopped off in a threat.
Worst segues ever. You know, we live for bad like you do, I think. The worse the TV, the better it is.
That's right.
The deeper the
and
mind.
And they just keep adding channels,
yep.
and they keep adding shows.
Yep.
And we can just line them up. Oh, it's great.
Now, Ralph, tell Joel, because he may not have read the paper this morning, tell Joel about the new dating reality show that we just found out about today that is coming soon to
Something
MTV.
Something is going to top Tila Tequila?
It's spawn of Tila Tequila. It's oh, called please. That's Amore
with
Domenico.
Yes!
Domenico gets his own show, Joel. So
how about that?
I think that's amazing.
That slimy little Italian is going to be weeding through 21 delicious females to find his own true love.
They said, you know, when they found New York on that Flava Flav show, they were like, we found someone mm-hmm. crazier. We
yep.
found some, and then, wow, they did it with this show.
I would have gone with the racist cowboy dude, the one who started the fight early
oh, yeah.
on in that
yeah.
series. That's who I would have given a show to. That would have been fantastic.
I think CMT is working at a deal right now, don't you think?
That should,
probably,
should,
yeah.
Good for Domenico.
It's interesting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he's awesome, and that's going to be a great show. But my point is, you know, we're doing the Miss Double D December competition this week. Coincidence that Joel called and said he's available to come in today, by the way, with three Miss Double D's.
But now, all of a sudden,
look at that.
I'm bringing in a woman who has three boobs.
And we had a girl in here yesterday, I think, who has been on 12 reality shows. I mean, that is a living for people. A lot of these people on these shows, I mean, they go on the show because they're hoping to get a show. It's not about whatever the point of that show is anymore.
They ask kids in elementary school what they want to be when they grow up, and the overall answer was famous.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
They don't care. They don't care. No self-respect. The parents are like, you go right out there and do that because you'll be famous. It'll be great.
Tawny, our contestant, was on Rock of Love with Bret Michaels. She had done Eliminate. She had done Blind Date. She had
three
done,
times or something.
Yeah. Fifth Wheel.
Yeah.
Next.
And then she had, what is it? Vagina rehabilitation surgery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She was rejuvenated.
Oh my gosh! Now
all right. We got to take a break.
What
Joel
if that's
McHale
your daughter? What if that
I know.
Was your daughter?
You kill yourself. That's all.
Yeah,
it's the best.
Kevin,
the
what
super
if it was
kill myself.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm sorry, I keep interrupting.
Will you stop
the debate? The Ralph's debate thing. The
Kevin Ryder's school
debate. Oh my
debate?
Lord! That I was laughing. I almost crashed my car.
But you recognize the innate editing that went on, and for that to happen, to bring all those parts together. I mean, that none of that happened for real.
You mean you said none of those things?
No. He'd take,
it was,
hey,
it's all
why
the editing.
Don't you from a different conversation?
I feel like you're like Dog the Bounty Hunter saying it was taken out of context.
That's right.
Right.
He thought it was black.
Joel, you be quiet. The Soup airs Friday nights at 10 on E!, but the reason Joel is here is because you get a rare opportunity to see him live and in person Friday through Sunday. That's this weekend at the Brea Improv in downtown Brea. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and a crappy show on Sunday night to round the whole weekend out. You can go to improv.com. More with Joel when we return on the world-famous K-Rock. Joel McHale is here, host of The Soup Friday nights at 10 o'clock on the E! Channel, and then rerun approximately 247 times throughout the rest of the week if you
if
want to catch
a short
that.
Week. That's when they're short week.
He's got like a three-hour stand-up act, though, that he's going to be bringing to the
Brea. It's a one-man show, really.
It's to the Brea Improv.
It's
you doing Mark Twain, isn't it?
Yes, it starts with – actually, it starts with the Battle of Hastings
and goes up
to Mark Twain.
Yeah, nice.
Starts in 1188 or so.
106 different characters played by Joel McHale.
That's right.
You can see
all of them.
The Brea Improv is, of course, on Brea Boulevard in downtown on Brea.
So and if you can drive that Brea, you get a it's half off.
Friday, Saturday, sorry. Sunday, tickets are just $20. I think he's worth $25. I mean, I think $20 is cheap. Improv.com.
It equals my hourly rate at
He's like Springsteen. He does 2 hours. You know, most comedians will do, you know, 45 minutes, an hour.
That's
but Mikhail is 2 hours. It's like
you
a Springsteen
guys,
show.
He leaves earlier. It all out there.
I told you that I'm not the headliner. When we were off mic, I was like, you guys, I am, it's like Joel McHale and friends.
Don't
I'm going to tell jokes in between.
It says you're modesty. At the Brea Improv Friday at 8 and 10. That,
it's
to
the
me,
Joel McHale show.
No,
exactly.
I think I am going to come up,
show.
I'm going to do some material, introduce some friends that are really funny, and then it's going to be great.
No. You're doing your one-man Christmas
Because you
carol,
keep
right?
saying I'm going to do like, no.
Your Ebenezer Scrooge and your Bob Cratchit?
Okay, I'm going to do a little bit
two
of my Kevin
Kline
Hamlet, which is just a one-man. But it's you guys are misleading. Mm. Yeah.
But it's all new stuff every time you take the stage, right? You don't repeat anything.
Jeez. That actually is true.
He's like Eddie Izzard, only doesn't wear dresses.
And right. I'm taller than 5 feet.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Joel, yes. This is a dumb question that I think I probably know the answer to. But writer strike, no effect on you and your little show, right?
He is unstruck, and we've never been a union house
okay.
or union show.
Come on, Kevin. You remember how cheap they are. They're never going to hire
and
a union guy.
And we're a news
guy.
Show, so we, you know, we're like...
You're a news show? You consider yourself a news
that's
show?
That's what E considered us.
Oh, you're so...
Are you kidding?
I know.
That.
Well, for a while, that's how they were trying to market it. I mean, you know, like when we first started.
As a news
kinda
show.
Kind of like a funny extra.
You
not
have to love it, by the way.
Insider. Not as funny as the insider.
Because you got P.O.B.
That's right.
And
the 500... Pound team.
Catching up with Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony. I just catching up with friends. I brought over a pound of blow. Let's get some hookers.
Lara?
Thanks! I'm so excited to be tossed back to.
Thanks, POV!
We're in New York for no reason.
You must love it that Mr. Colbert and Mr. Stewart are not on the air right now because you suddenly look like the hippest, funniest, smartest guy on cable.
Yeah, when all the other talented people go off the air, it makes us look really good.
Sure.
That's
absolutely.
What,
is that a compliment? I'm trying to figure
yes.
that out.
Yes.
No,
that's a compliment.
I agree. It really
does. I still think The Soup is one of the funniest shows on television.
I do too.
I've said it for a long time.
But just imagine if, I don't know, if all the other radio people went off the air. You guys would look like geniuses.
No,
I don't think
no.
so.
We'd still be bad.
Right. People would sell a lot of iPods is what they'd be doing.
People would
all
still
right,
listen
let me tell
to
you
what?
About the two ways you can win tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007 shows, which are coming up next weekend. Not this, but next weekend. By the way, Joel is not even
asked for
tickets
yet. Lineup,
yet,
by the
which
way.
Which surprises me. Phenomenal
well,
lineup.
Modest
thank you,
Mouse.
Joel.
Yes.
Oasis?
Yes. Yeah.
No. Blind Melon?
No.
Yes, Blind Melon is there, but that's unannounced.
Okay.
Yeah. Two different ways to win, though. So listen up, people. Between 9 and 10, you'll hear Faint by Linkin Park. When you hear it, be caller 20, and you win tickets for Night 1. That's Linkin Park, Angels and Airwaves, Avenged Sevenfold,
Faint.
Bad Religion, Paramore, Rise Against, and Serj Tankian.
Faint.
Okay, so that's what you win.
I've been listening for Taint.
No.
That's a different
song.
The other way is we pick up the phone and call a K-Rock Street Team member, which we need to do right now. We need to dial somebody up right now who is registered as a Street Team member, which you need to be in order to buy tickets this year. And they're about to get a phone call from huge television personality Joel McHale from The Soup.
You're making a call on McHale's dime? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
We are. We got a very, very busy schedule here today. We got another Miss Double D coming in after 9.
So you what? You call a street urchin. You get
no,
a homeless kid.
Street Team member.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
This person registered at KRock.com for free, and now it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
One. Mike can dial the right
number.
It's
already paying off.
If you're a street team member,
sign.
Get off the phone.
No, we have huge problems with the phone.
Is that
over
a busy
here.
Signal?
No, we just can't figure out
what
how
band,
to get it
what
to work.
Band, so we got Modest Mouse, Angels and Airwaves.
And that's
are
it.
Are we doing that?
Scorpions.
Who else?
Scorpions, yeah.
Oh, that's
we have a phone problem. I think we're going to have to wait to call.
Winger?
You
Winger's going to be playing?
You wanna,
it's disappointing.
You want to Winger's playing?
Yeah,
Winger.
Hey, Joel, did you do radio at all coming up? Were you ever on the air?
I would do bits with a guy named Pat Cashman in Seattle on AM station, but I was an intern. But I've never
done a show.
No, I've never done a show.
Okay.
They would never allow me to.
Please leave a message after the tone.
We called Stephen Hawking.
Hey, everybody, it's Joel McHale.
tell Lorraine that you won tickets for night number one of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic.
Lorraine, you, first of all, tests are negative, so congrats. And you have won tickets to night number three.
Number
of
one.
Number one. Of K-Rock's
almost
electric
almost acoustic
Christmas
Jamboree.
2007.
Linkin Park.
Nativity.
We're gonna
what
have
is
to
it?
Move
it's
on.
Like a the, it's a living nativity,
oh,
right?
Dear Lord. Angels and Airwaves. Ben
Angels and Airwaves. Benfold 5.
Bad Religion.
Bad Religion. Bad Religion's going to be there.
Paramore,
right?
Yes.
Paramore.
Rise Against.
Rise Against.
Serj Tankian.
Serj Tankian.
All of those are on night one, and she won.
And you won.
Yes.
And you also get limo service to and from.
No.
This
is not how you're going to do that.
$1,000 spending.
No.
No. None of that.
I knew this was a mistake.
And you get to come into the studio and compete to be the double D girl.
No.
Okay.
Congratulations, Elaine.
Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Yes.
And,
by the way,
she had the stomach stapling surgery, right?
Yes.
So I'm glad that went great.
What are you talking about?
Pat O'Brien had her on The Insider.
Oh, all right. Lorraine,
Bye.
All right, we need to take a break. Joel, will you stick around because Ralph's got the showbiz beat next?
Yeah.
What about Drea in the other room, by the way? What about that?
Yeah, we got to hurry up and get through the showbiz BS so we can get her on.
Okay, and Joel McHale is here, of course, from The Soup, Friday nights at Ian, appearing this weekend at the Bray Improv.
I'll show you mine, by the way.
No, thanks.
Okay. Ralph's here with the showbiz beat for a Wednesday morning. What do you got, Ralph?
I got the greatest story ever, and I'm going to keep repeating it because there's this one nutty chick who keeps emailing me every time I do it.
Oh, good.
She's furious at me for spreading lies about Britney. She's like the female equivalent of that gay dude who had the YouTube video.
Oh,
Chris,
sure.
Chris
right.
Crocker.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's going off her nut saying, you effing suck, and you're a robot, and these are all lies, and you spread lies, and you look in the mirror. You're fat, and she's great. It's just it's like just a rant. It's a spectacular.
Let's do the whole thing on this thing.
I want to talk to her. We got to get her on the air because she's fascinating.
Yeah. Let's get her on the air.
How does this woman know what's going on in Britney's house? How does she know it's not
she
true?
She signs her email, Jess@TeamBritney. That's how she knows. She knows everything. Anyway, Star Magazine's got a great article about Britney Spears, which includes her secret sex room.
Okay.
Which she calls her fantasy room that's filled with ticklers, whips, and fur-trimmed handcuffs. Not to mention Catholic schoolgirl uniforms, a maid uniform, and a Cinderella outfit. She loves the role
play.
Why,
Britney? Why?
The only outfit she won't wear is that outfit she wore at the VMAs, because that's not sexy for anybody.
No.
She also, apparently, is in danger of having her home declared a health hazard to her children. Because
they keep getting into the sex room that hasn't been cleaned up?
No, apparently she's got feces-smeared couches in her living room.
You mean a design?
Or I don't think it was designed that way.
Yes, Bobby Trendy whipped up.
So it's not actual feces. It just looks like it.
No. It is.
Apparently it's from from changing her diapers on the couch. Well, not her
own.
Her
she wears diapers too.
But her kids' diapers. And Britney's dog apparently is allowed to just go wherever he likes
on white couches.
Where did that story come from?
Star Magazine.
This may be a bit of an exaggeration, but I would not
care.
Be shocked at all.
This is how I answered.
No, but I'm
yes
telling
from
you.
Team Britney. I don't care if it's true or not. I must say this.
You know her home is just a trash
dump.
You
disaster.
Know it.
Of course it is.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through?
Yeah, it's true.
She's a human!
Sorry, Chris.
Just
he's working
barely.
On his development deal right now. That's why we haven't heard from him.
Son of a bitch. By the way, Seth Green's version of that on your show, freaking brilliant.
That was very funny. We have seen how little attention Britney pays to her children. Imagine the neglect her dogs are enduring.
I mean,
I'm sure they just have the run of the place. They chew stuff up. They just crap everywhere. They eat whatever they want. You got to imagine, right?
Yeah.
And the last part of the Star story, I got to pick up a copy of this magazine. I'm not a reader, but this sounds great. Apparently, another baby on the way for Britney. That's what they're
saying.
She's pregnant.
Good for her.
Multiple independent sources, the magazine says, confirms that Britney is expecting again.
That's, you know, she lost the first two kids to, you know, now she needs another one for herself.
Got to keep trying, man.
By the way, this is on the heels of her adopting twins from China yesterday or whenever that story was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah. Well, that's the story.
She's in talks, reportedly, with an orphanage in China picking up twins.
Can you catapult some over here?
Simon Cowell's got a new gig. He is now giving us a new reality show called The World's Got Talent. Forget America. He's going to take 25 talent show title holders from around the world and put them in a competition, the grand prize of which will be $1 million. He says, and I quote, "The planet has been crying out for this type of competition."
That is true. Yeah. You don't hear it
I thought
night?
The planet was crying out for food.
No. You got the global warming and the poverty and the famine. It's talent shows. That's what the world wants.
Where will they stage this show?
I'm thinking Ethiopia.
Okay.
That's what I'm guessing.
All right. I can't wait to see that Sri Lankan talent.
Use some income, yeah.
And lastly, Jessica Simpson had her holiday weekend spent with Cowboys quarterback Tony Homo, apparently.
You said, you called him Homo.
Oh, that must have been a typo. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, friends are telling, she's telling friends, according to Us Weekly magazine, that Tony Romo is her man, despite the fact he's been linked with Sophia Bush, Britney Spears, Ali Sims, Carrie Underwood.
Dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They spent Thanksgiving together. He spent it with her in Dallas with her family, which is...
Can you imagine?
I'm sure...
He kisses as good as Dad.
Dinner of the Simpsons family is probably fun until Dad has a couple glasses, and next thing you know.
But Brittany, but she... never mind. Jessica, she talked the whole time.
You know, Pete Wentz has been asked about a duet between him and Ashley Simpson.
Yeah. There are a couple.
And his quote was, the kind of music we make, nobody wants to hear.
Well, that's true.
He's finally got it.
That's right on.
Exactly.
Hey, let me ask Psycho Mike. He's the Cowboys fan on the show. How do you feel when you see your quarterback in a high-profile paparazzi chasing relationship like this? Do you think it's a little distracting during the season?
Yeah, I'm worried that it might be a distraction, especially because she's such an attention whore. But I mean, I'm just happy for the guy getting the grade A trim he deserves for being, 10-1. He deserves it. He's earned it. Good for him.
I'm hoping for sort of a Robert Redford, Barbara Hershey thing in The Natural. Remember that? Where he was like the best ever and she shot him and fell out the window or something. Some horrible sort of
And then he made a great comeback.
PR disaster, So that's what I'm hoping
After dying,
for.
He made a great comeback?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Today in celebrity birthdays, Berry Gordy Jr. He's the man who invented Motown. 77 years old today. Paul Schaefer, leader of the band over the Letterman Show, turns 57. Ed Harris turns 56. Judd Nelson, actor?
Nostrils.
Yes.
From the Breakfast Club. He was so good on Suddenly Susan, though. Remember?
No.
He was the boss.
He should have been nominated for the Breakfast Club.
He really should have. He's 48. John Stewart, who does some talk show or something. Mm. He is 45 years old. I'm sorry. Got another angry email about that.
Who are these people? The Britney people again?
No, who are these angry people?
Team Stewart.
Team Stewart. Not easy being us.
Yeah.
Miss W. Summer coming up next?
Yes, she is.
All right, I'm out of here.
Thank you, Joel. Joel McHale been here. The Soup is on Fridays at 10 o'clock on E!, and he's going to be doing his 3 hours of original material.
I'm introduced.
Now, listen, on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, but after this weekend, he's going to retire it, and he's going to come up with he's got to dream it all again, people. So,
Daily Variety calls him a breath of fresh comic air.
That's correct.
You guys,
we're looking forward to it.
This is it. This is your last chance to catch all this original material, and then it's going away. He's not going to do it anymore.
Hollywood Reporter, side splitting.
You guys have somehow got the completely wrong idea.
Yeah.
It's not that
great weekend. Come back in 6 or 8 months when you get a new act.
If this show was on in Brea, they would be really upset.
Just had radios there.
If they had radio.
Thank you, Joel, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Bye now.
I don't ever want this week to end. We are in search for the new Miss Double December 2008.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
What?
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Drea. 21, San Dimas joins us. She is the seventh? What are we up to? Eighth
contestant we've talked to so far.
Number 8 of 10 finalists. You can go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean section, see all 10 women, cast your vote. Drea, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure.
You are not ugly.
Thanks.
She's smoking hot.
It's a good direction to go from Joel McHale to her.
Yes.
That's no kidding.
What an upgrade. Better. Things are improving.
It's cool kind of seeing him in the studio. Yeah. After seeing some guy on TV, it's like, hey.
Very funny guy.
What celebrity would you like to be stranded with on an island? You say Pam Anderson, your idol. And I got to tell you, the first thing I thought when I saw these beautiful pictures that you sent in is you totally have the Pammy vibe. I mean, that looks like what you're going for here.
Yeah, she's my idol.
Why do you look up to her so much?
I think it's just because ever since I was little, like watching Baywatch and all that, I've always been like, oh my gosh, she's so hot.
Do you aspire to many short-lived marriages?
Hopefully not.
Good. Yeah, don't follow that part.
And a sex tape with Tommy Lee?
Oh, no.
No.
I don't want to.
Would you care for some hepatitis C?
Well, you know.
Is that we can hook you up.
Hopefully not.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm an EMT.
Really?
It's like a paramedic, but we can't do quite as much. and I work in L.A. County.
Do you go
LA
on rides with the paramedics? They go out in the trucks?
Yeah. Right now, I'm working with L.A. County Fire. I work for AMR, and we do all the 911 calls in L.A. County.
No kidding.
Well, not
so
all
wait,
of them.
So if I fall off a ladder at my house and they call 911, you come and put me on the stretcher and take me away to the hospital?
Yes, that's true.
Oh, that'd be the best accident ever.
No kidding.
That's BS, because you know you and I would get some old hag. You know that would happen.
I would keep getting hurt until she showed up.
Keep calling? Keep no, don't do that.
Can they request you?
No.
If you're injured, can you request them? No?
Right. No.
Those guys, they must hit on you, even in their hour of pain, though. They must look up and see you, and they must go, yes, please, right?
Oh, it's funny. Like, some of the things that people have said to me, I'm just like, oh, God.
Do you wear the naughty nurse's outfit when you go out on the calls?
No, I just I have my blue uniform.
You should wear the naughty
Would you ever date a victim?
No.
Date a victim? What kind of question?
What?
No. It's like, hey, I picked your arm off the freeway. Want my number?
I put it in the hand of the severed arm.
Don't worry, I've got your hand.
Call me if you want back.
So you're an EMT. How come? Is that a means to some later goal, or is that what you wanted to be, was EMT? That's your job for a long time.
Well, originally in kindergarten, I wanted to be a paramedic, and you have to be an EMT first for 6 months. And then after that, I wanted to be a firefighter. And I'm kind of still deciding what I want to do now.
How many people start in, what did you say, kindergarten?
Yeah.
How many people start in kindergarten with a dream and then follow it all the way through? Like, I changed 700 times, but I wanted to.
I know.
Yeah.
You're still doing the same thing, and you might still want to be a paramedic.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
When did you first dream of those tremendous boobs, and when did you then follow through and buy them?
Oh, God. I wanted them for so long. Like, ever since like I said, Pamela Anderson. I mean, my idol. Come on. And I got them last January, so they're almost a year old. I'll throw them a birthday party.
They need a party on Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
Sidebar, woo!
And why did you decide to get that size?
Actually, I told my doctor I wanted a C, and then I wound up with these.
Well, he's a smart man.
Wait a minute. Doctors are just making that call, just calling on.
I told him, I was like, I want a full C, and the next thing I know, like, I wake up from surgery, I have, like, mountains on my chest, and I'm like, oh, my God.
He's like, I thought you would enjoy these a little more.
Yeah, exactly.
You were wrong in your C.
He's like, no, you don't want those.
He's
you want
calling
this.
A variable. You don't want a doctor calling a variable while you're under, do
Not
you?
Really.
Those are big.
Are you happy with the size, though?
Oh, I love them. Yeah. They're the best investment I ever made.
Absolutely, yeah.
More than my cars. I love them.
They're the gift that keep on giving.
That's true.
Exactly.
Sure. Now, when did you hear about the Miss Double December pageant, and then what made you decide to apply?
Well, Chrissy, she won it a while ago,
sure.
Right? She's actually one of the firefighters' wives.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Sure, we know her. Yeah. We know Mike, of course.
Yeah, Mike and Chrissy, yeah.
Great people.
Exactly. And she found me, like, I've been to her birthday party and stuff, excuse me. And she told me, hey, Drea, why don't you apply? Why don't you submit your pictures and stuff? And I was like, all right, well, what do I have to lose?
That's a good plan to have former Miss Double D's out there recruiting for us.
Yeah.
You hang with Christy. You like to party then.
Oh, there's pictures of me and her on my MySpace.
That's what I'm talking about. What are you doing in the pictures?
Oh, we're just like one of the medics is like between me and her.
No one should be between you and her.
And there's another one just above it, just me and her.
Unless it's you.
Yes, of course.
And that was a week and a half after I got my assets.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Now, Drea, I don't know which birthday party you went to for Christy, but I know there was a stripper pole in at least one of her birthday parties. Was the one?
Yes, that was the one. We ended
She gets it done. She's the best.
We made a mess with whipped cream and
that's the one. I've seen pictures of that one.
We might need to recreate that on Friday as well if we can.
We are talking to Drea. You can find her picture at krock.com, Kevin and Bean section, if you want to vote for her for Miss Double December. Let's talk a little bit about the live show on Friday. Drea, you're going to be there on stage at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton from 6 until 10. Free admission with the donation of a new unwrapped toy, the U.S. Marine Corps on hand. It's Kevin and Bean's Toys for Tatas. We are going to be webcasting the entire entire event when it starts. I think the pageant, starts around 7 or so?
7 a.m., yes.
Yeah, you'll need to get there before then in order to get in because it's going to be packed, obviously. But if you can't make it from 7 till 10, I guess we're going to be webcasting. And you're going to be performing a talent for us on Friday morning. What's that going to be?
Oh, it's going to be my horrible rendition of Pat Benatar's Heartbreaker.
Sweet.
Well, you know how to sell it.
Karaoke or lip sync?
Hopefully, I want to lip sync it, but I'm going to actually, man up and sing it tonight. Or right now,
that's great.
Party.
Fantastic. Oh, no kidding. That's fantastic.
A little taste?
Oh, man.
Hit it, Steve.
All right.
All right, I got to stand.
Is
the best song we played today.
Your love is like a tidal wave spinning over my head.
Yeah!
Drive me with your promises. Better left unsaid.
Oh,
you're the right kind of person.
Yeah!
To release my...
Winner,
and you know that you were born to be. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker. Don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker. Don't you mess around. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Jordan Sparks, suck on that.
Oh, God.
I like that she stumbled just a little bit, but Ralph was right on the track.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to help
bring
hero,
her right back.
Tell me. I'm a Patty B fan from way back, yo.
Hey, that was good.
Watch
I'm going to say it.
For an amateur at 9 a.m., that was damn good, by
Absolutely.
The way. I thought that was very, very well done.
I think you guys can make me blush.
All right. So, Drea is who you want to vote for. If you go to kirok.com, look at this picture. I don't know how you can't vote for her. And you don't mind kissing other girls, right? Did we cover that?
Well,
that's fine with
not.
You?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
She's Christie's friend, for God's sake.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
She's doing
yes.
a lot of making out,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So, Friday, we'll see you down there in Fullerton. It's awesome to meet you. We can't wait to see you again.
Oh, awesome. Can't
Thanks
wait
for
to
coming
see all
in.
You guys.
We have time for your calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
I like motorcycles.
We got a pair of tickets to the International Motorcycle Show coming up at the Long Beach Convention Center December 7th through the 9th.
I like Long Beach and motorcycles.
That's your prize, 1-800-520-1067. You can call, get on the air on any topic right now. Why don't we start with Zach? He's calling from Pasadena on line 2. I think you'll all find this one interesting.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, Lisa?
Hi, Zach.
Hey, so I see Psycho Mike like every other time I'm in South Pass at the gym, etc.
Right.
So Sunday night we're at the store, and you know I see him. I'm there with my lady friend, and a second later she saw it first. And as soon as we're leaving, first thing she says to me is, "Dude, he was totally." First she says, "Who was that?" And then she said, "He was totally checking you out."
Okay, so
and I wanted to say, what's the deal, Psycho Mike?
So your girl saw Psycho Mike checking you out.
Yeah.
Dude, are you swole?
I'm not as bad as Mike, let's say, but a little bit so, yeah.
Yeah, he was probably comparing physiques.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I told her. I said, hey, he's a gym rat, you know, he's sizing me up, that sort of thing, and, you know, he's even talked about it.
It's not a surprise, though. I mean, most girls would say, hey, that guy was checking me out, but when it's Psycho Mike.
Right, yeah.
Going for the guy.
Let me tell the listeners behind the scenes, this isn't a joke. Ralph will bring in a picture of a guy in a photograph with, like, 40 hot chicks in bikinis, and Mike will look at the picture, and the first thing he'll say is, that dude's ripped.
Oh, dude, look at his glutes.
Check it
yeah.
out, guys.
Yeah.
You want us to set up a date?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, Zach, hold on. We'll get your number.
He's shredded.
In my defense, he had an unbelievable outside head to his triceps. I mean, it was just like bulging out of his sleeves. You should have seen it.
Hey, Psycho Mike, you douchebag.
Yeah.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
You f***ing creep. Mother f***. I hate your s***. Not up for it today, you asshole.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
That was Mrs. Catherwood, by the way.
It was his mom. Let's try Mario is in Chino Hills on line 4. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. You hate it when the neighbors are having sex, right, guys?
Yeah.
It drives you crazy, right?
Sure. I don't hate it.
Mario's got a story.
Mario, hi.
That's the lacking nephews and baby boo.
What's going on?
Hello.
Yo.
Well, I hate it when turtles wake you up while they're having sex.
Did you say turtles?
Turtles, man. Yeah, screaming turtles.
Is that a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
Is that a position?
My neighbors are infested with turtles, man, and they're hitting the shells and screaming like loud cats. It's just annoying.
Turtles scream when they have sex?
They scream, man. They scream.
Are you sure it's not like raccoons or something?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound like turtles.
It's turtles, man.
Do they have giant turtles of some kind as pets?
They're not really giant, but there's over 20 turtles there. They're just infested in the whole backyard, and they don't even take care of them. They just, like, they buy them and they leave them there.
They're just knocking shells?
That basically.
And screaming?
That's what they're doing,
man. Turtles scream when they have sex. Who knew?
That's weird.
Beans and frogs. I know we've heard the frogs mating pretty loud, but I've never heard turtles mating.
Yeah.
Wow. Shotgun, dude. Shotgun.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Turtle soup.
Turtle soup.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hold on, another call about Mike?
Just a message for Psycho Mike. Mm-hmm. You're an idiot, okay? You don't have any talent. You're not funny. Sure. You're a moron.
Right. Wow. That was his dad. Parents calling
family
in.
Family chiming in.
Yeah. Kristen in Lake Forest. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, what to do?
What to do? How are you? Hi, Lisa May.
Hello, Kristen.
What's going on?
Hey, I just want to let you guys, you need to clear your calendars because the Jackson 5 is reuniting. And
what?
Going
That's
on
what I hear.
What? Wait a minute.
That's what I hear.
That's awesome. Yep. And by reuniting, you mean Michael as well?
Michael's going too.
Oh, oh my God.
I am on board.
When? That guy is so broke.
When?
I think it's early next year.
That's a great call.
Wow.
You know, it's so funny because usually in the past, like every 5 or 10 years when there's a Jackson's reunion, you always think it's because Tito's out of money, right?
Right. Right.
This time, I think Lisa hit the nail on the head. I think it's Michael who probably called them up and said, seriously, come on, Jermaine, let's do it. I need the cash.
Yeah, because he's always the one that won't do it.
Yeah, he needs to save Neverland.
That's great.
Wow. Somebody wake up Randy. We're going out again.
You know, it's not quite on the scale of the Jacksons, but you know the Osmonds are doing their first tour in like 30 years or something like that next
no
year, too. They the Osmonds with Marie sold out Wembley Stadium in England in less than an hour.
Oh, my God.
How did we get on the Osmonds? I'm confused.
Because family. It's another family 70s, singing act. 70s, going out on the road. That,
70s family act. It was big years ago. Okay. They got a place in Branson, Missouri, the Osmonds.
Do they?
Constantly sold out. A theater in Branson, Missouri that is constantly sold out. It's like a waiting list to go see the Osmond show.
Jeez.
It's nuts.
We got a couple of Miss Double D calls on the line. Let's start with Jason. He's in Van Nuys on line 7. Kevin Amin's What It Do Nephew. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Go, Jace.
Jason,
we just lost Jason.
Yeah, we lost Jason. Ah, damn.
Jason
He's
boring.
Trying to get his girlfriend to get implants to become next year's Miss Double December. So if we lost the connection, go ahead and have her do that.
It's a good idea, girls. Start planning ahead.
If I'm not mistaken, though, it said the letter G there someplace.
It did.
For the size. Gabriel in Whittier, good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hey, Gabriel.
I just wanted your opinion on something, guys. I was wondering, though, if I was a bad dad for bringing my one-year-old son to the Miss Double December thing tomorrow morning.
No, it's all ages. Lots of alcohol will be flowing. Bring all the kids.
You're a bad human for subjecting other people who are attending the event to your screaming infant. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Is your one-year-old son still being breastfed? Because he would be in heaven if that's the case.
That's what I figure. I think he's going to love it.
Yeah, be like going to soup plantation. The big buffet.
He'd be attacking every one of the women. I would say, in a nicer way than Bean said, not everybody needs to be around your one-year-old. That's what I'd say.
Yeah. Seriously, just leave, bring them, but leave them in the car seat out in the car with the windows rolled out.
No, don't do that. But the show will skew older.
Well, older than one.
Than for kids.
Or maybe even two.
Santa won't be there, It won't be sort of a kid-friendly atmosphere.
I'd say it would skew 5+.
5, you think, is the cutoff?
10.
Yeah.
Don't do it, 15. I think is what we're saying.
Don't do it. Yeah.
All right, one more mic call before we go.
All right.
Okay. I hate Psycho Mike.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hate.
I want to thank all of our guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, the always very funny Joel McHale, for joining us. The Soup airs Friday nights at 10 on E! He's doing a one-man play in Brea at the Improv on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He's going to perform the entire works of William Shakespeare by himself, acting out all of the characters.
That's uncut. True.
It's going to be unbelievable. Yeah. 8 and 10 Friday nights, 7 and 9 on Saturday, and Sunday he's got a show at 7 o'clock. Tickets are just $20. Go see our friend Joel McHale on stage, improv.com. How about the great Leonard Nimoy for joining us on the program today, by the way?
I'm a fan.
Get the tape ready, Mike.
I like him, too.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Spock was on talking about his new photo essay book called The Full Body Project. It's a lot of really, really fat chicks. Boy, was Kevin pissed off, but you couldn't really tell in this piece of tape from the interview earlier.
I didn't know if I would do her justice. I didn't want to make fun of her. I didn't want to ridicule her in any way. I wanted to do her justice and do a decent job.
Didn't know if you had a wide enough angle lens.
Oh, stop it, Kevin.
What was that?
Nothing. Sorry.
The website is LeonardNimoyPhotography.com. The book comes out next Thursday.
These women are not small.
I don't get it. I don't see what you're saying. I don't.
What was that?
Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have LaQuisha talking to us about A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Winding down, that's, you know.
Yeah, it's got to be almost over, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Randy Couture tomorrow on the program. Try and keep Mike from making those noises. We have another, the last two Miss Double December contestants before our pageant on Friday.
Tough. Thank God it's not up to us, by the way, because haven't you fallen in love with almost every woman that's walked in the door this week, Ralph?
Yes, I have.
It seems to have happened. Also tomorrow, the original Ask, we've got Gustavo Arellano, Ask a Mexican. He's who we stole that from, we would blatantly say. Mm-hmm. Major League Baseball needs more blacks playing, so we're gonna tackle that topic tomorrow, and you know how well we do that usually. Mm-hmm. But the thing I'm looking, I think, the most forward to is the Angry Britney fan.
Oh, she's magic.
I believe the girl that has been emailing Ralph all day today, livid with his reporting on Britney.
Because of all the lies I'm spreading about Britney.
I believe we're going to have her on the program tomorrow.
Yes, so. She has been confirmed for 6:20 tomorrow morning. We'll be talking to Team Britney.
Yes. That's all I care about.
How do you defend Britney Spears?
I don't know.
That'll be fascinating for me. Really will.
Kat Corbett is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. She's going to be playing some Beck for you. Also, the Rockin' Tours, Offspring, that song from One Republic you like called Stop and Stare, Papa Roach, Long Beach Dub All-Stars, and more. Straight ahead, right after this on K-Rock.